couple.
You did. I guess is one word for it.
Hi, people. How is everybody?
So good.
Oh, my God. It's Thursday yet. I'm kidding. I was only kidding. Dave Landau.
Hello, everyone.
There he is. Super Dave Landau.
Super Dave.
Since Super Dave is dead now, you're taking over.
Yep, it's old Bob Einstein or whatever the fuck is gone.
Bob Einstein. He was no Einstein. Oh, I guess he was.
He was.
Now, both of them are dead.
Well, his brother's name is Albert, so he probably had to change it for that reason.
Yeah. He changed his name because his name was Albert Einstein.
He changed to Albert Brooks.
Albert Brooks.
From Albert Einstein.
The comic.
I got this for Christmas from my niece, so I had to wear it.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
I hope she's not watching. She's 4.
How old is she? That makes a big difference.
She is. Hi, hun.
Yeah. Hi.
Your Uncle Dave.
The TV.
Yeah.
Oh, Uncle Dave. What are those words he's saying? He sounds so dirty.
It's a very good chance that's happening right now.
I did one of the tragic things you can do. In this day and age, I left my phone at home.
Holy fuck.
I know.
That's like leaving your baby in a hot car.
Yeah. Oh, I wouldn't give a shit about that.
Well, that's true.
Baby's not going to tell me the news or the weather. I'm little thing.
It's just its brain's just going to melt, and you don't have to worry about teaching it anything.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, so Missy drove me to the train station. And I'm like, oh, fuck. Forgot my phone at home. She'll be coming in later because we're going to that goddamn In Hot Water show later.
Yes.
Drink heavily with Gino.
I won't be there. I'm sorry.
I wish I could have been there,
but I can't.
Do very important things.
Make it tonight. I know it's going to be a great show, though.
It's going to be a lot of fun. So I forget the phone, and I tell Missy, I'm like, well, when you come in later, bring it. But then you realize, like, no phone these days? Oh, my God. I had to go to the machine and buy a paper ticket for the train. Like beep, beep, credit cards. That used to be the future. You know, you used to have to go to a goddamn ticket clerk.
It's true.
One ticket to Pittsburgh. 2 tickets to Pittsburgh, please. Funny joke. so I just do it on my phone now, and I'm like, oh, I got to do that.
Well, and then you get punching holes, though, and that shit's still going on.
Yeah, because it's either like the incredible futuristic hold your phone up to them, or he's clicking a fucking hole punch on paper
and
like
beating
it's Willoughby.
Merciless.
It stops Willoughby. Yeah, please let me off.
Next up, the Penn Station.
Yes. Pennsylvania Station.
Be dazzled by the wonder of graffiti and feces.
Why is Pennsylvania Station in New York?
It shouldn't be in Pennsylvania.
Is there a New York station? And So without a phone, then I get on the train, and there's nothing to do. There's just nothing to do. And I'm standing on the platform before the train, and I notice there's salt out. They put salt out.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, let me see what the weather's going to. Nope.
That's why everybody on the train would read a newspaper.
Yeah, the old pictures of everybody.
They had nothing to do.
Reading the newspaper because you don't want to look at everybody. They're all disgusting.
Yeah, they are.
And
I don't want to touch them or share a
pole. No.
Ugh.
Everyone gets in that seat. You know, the 2 seats. Then there's the 3 seats on the other side. You get in that seat, and all you're hoping and praying for is no one sits next to you.
Yep.
That's how we are as people. I sit there, like I'll put my backpack against the window and kind of lean on it.
Yeah.
So I'm half in the other seat and I'm just like, nope.
Seat's taken.
Yeah. Seat's taken. Seat's taken.
I do that too, though. I'll do that on my
girl that will get AIDS gives me a seat.
That's true. Who you bury in your backyard and raise her AIDS.
Yeah. Baby. We're going to bury her under a tree like a fucking beagle.
Yeah, and pollute the groundwater.
Yeah. So I had nothing. It's very, and like when the electricity goes off in your house and you're constantly turning on the light.
Oh, yeah.
Grabbing the remote and shit like that. Like, I'm constantly thinking. Even when I'm like, I can't believe I forgot my phone. and I'm reaching for a phone.
Yeah, well, it's like South. Well, yeah, that's true. But like, yeah, the seat thing, I just reminded me, it's like Southwest flights.
Oh yeah.
What I do is, yeah, I like to sit though a case right next to me, like my carry-on, so nobody sits in the middle.
Yeah.
Or I find the fattest motherfucker who had to buy two seats that's up against a window, and I take the aisle.
Take
nobody's
going
to sit next to that mess.
That's right. Where you playing, dude? No, dude. I can't believe you're sitting next to me, dude.
I haven't seen Bobby in a while. I'm sure he's not any thinner, though.
I'll be on You Know What, dude, January 29th.
You will, dude!
Dude.
Yeah. come on. I love Bobby. That's what you got to say.
He's the best.
I love the guy.
I love him.
But I do. Yes.
He's got every other addiction under control.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Got to give that to him. He's an amazing father, so.
I'm on my fourth fat.
And when he said
that's so funny.
He's on his fourth fat. He's been up and down.
When he lost weight, he looked like a fucking hitman. Like, he looked like a badass,
yeah,
gangster movie.
Yeah, like there are pictures of him thin and
in like a snakeskin suit,
yeah,
jacket, yeah.
Yeah, he thinks he's from the 40s. Or
he's
something.
Still worn a special once he got bigger and said, "I look like a snake's eating me."
It's so good.
So it was so tight, but he still wanted to wear it.
I haven't seen him in a while. He's a homebody guy now, you know, or he's out on the road, but for the most part. Yeah, he really ran with that husband dad thing.
Dude, he's family man through and through.
And he was such a piece of shit before.
Garbage. Yeah.
Just a real piece of garbage before he got married.
Yeah.
And he really just ran with it.
Yeah, he helps get me sober. He's one of the people that, like, Bobby had an intervention with me, and it was like 2 days after he met me to give you an idea how I was doing in
Jesus
life.
Jesus Christ.
Like over 10 years
ago. What
the
fuck are you doing?
What's wrong with you, dude?
You're doing it yourself, dude.
You're going to get another DUI. And I did, like, a month later.
Yeah. Get yourself a bandolier. Get yourself a tablet.
It was like the first time a tablet came out. He's like, look, I drew a cupcake. I swear to God. He's like, look at it. We're sitting at a restaurant.
Of course you drew a cupcake.
Look, now I'm eating it.
This is me eating it in the drawing. Yeah, he's a good dude, man.
He's
really
had some
good human being.
Some hit or misses over the years with his things, because he's been the guy that brings technology, or used to bring technology to the O&A show.
That's what
and
he does.
We would laugh at him with everything, like it was a joke. So occasionally he got it right, and tablets were something.
Yeah,
that, like the initial iPad, the first iPad. Everybody was.
That's what he had. Yeah,
their phones and everything, and it's like, dude, it's an iPad. It's bigger, and we're making jokes, of course. You grab it, and you're like, dude, how you doing? I'm on my iPad. You got a phone. Why do you need that? No one's going to buy this. Of course, you know, everybody.
He told me that when I had a flip phone. That's how behind I was, and then I ended up getting getting an iPod
Touch.
Dude,
get a smartphone. Like, they're smart. They're phones.
He's like, get an iPod Touch. You try it out for a while. You see if you like it. So I ordered one. I'm like, oh, yeah, I could just get a phone. So
yeah,
I did.
Yeah.
And then the next thing was the iPad.
Yeah.
I'm like, why would I want that? I'm like, I have a fucking laptop. How much shit
do
I
need? Yeah,
that
was another thing. It's like, you got a computer.
Yeah.
And then I got a phone. It's like, this is all in one. What are you doing, dude?
And he's right, because now all I do is watch movies on my iPad.
Yeah, that's what everybody does. Right. And then, but he had a miss with that bandolier. He was pushing that thing. His, like, fucking, it was in the same category, I thought, as, like, the urban sombrero.
I don't even know what that is.
He had this bandolier where he kept everything, his phone, and he'd constantly be going, look, dude, you pull it. It spins around. He goes, you got your water bottle, your phone. I got my keys, dude. Blip, here it is, my fucking.
And it went like this?
Yeah, you literally
wore it. So it was basically like a Rambo fanny pack.
Yes. Yes.
There's no reason that should take off. What? I remember it.
There he is.
Yeah.
Dude, I got my bandolier.
I didn't know what the fuck that was, and I just didn't comment on it.
No.
It's a wrestling belt backpack.
That was one of his misses. He really tried hard.
That is a hard miss.
To make it work and make everyone accept it. And he kind of was trying to work it off of his success with the iPad.
Yeah, you can't accept it if it looks like it's from the future, like John Connor gave it to you.
Yeah, yeah.
It just doesn't... No.
Yeah, sorry, Pancho Villa.
Yes.
I'm not going to be wearing this around the city.
I didn't know there was a word for it.
Yeah, the bandolier, dude. Oh, it was the worst. We made fun of him relentlessly for that one.
Fanny pack took off, though.
Yes, the fanny pack did for a while, and then it just became, if you wore one, what do they call it? Oh, a faggot.
Yes. Or a faggot. Extremely elderly, and it's filled with pills.
Yeah. That went hand in hand with a hurricane.
Luckily, I did buy a Nike fanny pack knockoff in Harlem for when I went to Cedar Point to ride rides.
Oh, there you go.
You don't want shit falling out of your pockets.
You can't have it falling out of your pockets.
It's a fair trade. I keep my phone safe, but I look like a homo the whole day.
Yeah. I don't know. And then... Oh, what's that?
Joe Rogan?
Brought back the fanny pack?
Brought back the fanny pack? Well, if anyone could do it.
Yeah, he's been rocking them for 15 years now.
Yeah.
Has he?
He even sells, like, Joe Rogan fanny packs on his website or whatever.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Well, next time I see him, I'm going to call him a faggot. I won't do that.
Under my breath.
I wouldn't do that. Yeah. What'd you call him?
What'd you say?
He's probably laugh. Yeah.
Pulling out a bow.
You suck your dick.
Pulling out a fucking
bow. Yeah.
What'd you call me?
Yeah. With perfect form. Yeah. Bastard. Oh, there it is. Yeah, look, they're leather and fucking all tough guy.
Yeah, as far as fanny packs go, that's as cool as you're going to get.
Yeah.
The one's kind of a saddlebag.
It's not like, yeah. See, in the 80s, when fanny packs first started out, they were made out of that nylon, like, parachute material.
Like a duffel bag.
Yeah.
Duffel bag, right?
They all said the name of a casino on them in either Atlantic City or Vegas.
Was that it?
Like, I swear to God.
Tropicana.
Yeah, I had three in my house. They all said Bally's Park Place.
How am I supposed to carry around my camera and my makeup and my money?
Right.
And my, all right.
If I take three steps off the boardwalk, how will they know what to steal from me immediately?
Yeah. Give me the faggot pack. Hand it over.
Hand it to me.
Yeah.
This is filled with Werther's Originals. And they beat her to death.
Yeah. I was watching a commercial last night. Of course, all the rage for the old folk is the hurricane.
Yes.
You know? There's that one commercial that's just terrible. The guy sits down on a park bench with another old codger, and he's telling him how awesome the hurricane is. And then this old woman comes by, and they do a slow-mo shot of her, like her hair and stuff. And
I actually saw it, and I'm like, I'm going to Texas to Anthony, but then I realized there's no way you hadn't seen it.
I've seen every commercial that's ever aired.
When I saw it, I was
like, here it is. Yeah. Look at him.
The hurricane is the ultimate in stability.
What's going on in the background?
100% money back guarantee. Go to hurricane.com and enter promo code. Wall to get out of the Stone Age.
And now look. Hey.
That smoke show.
He's able to just fucking... He dropped his regular old cane.
Oh, my God.
Hurricane guy's fucking styling. Look at him limping over to her.
Yeah, she's in a hurry because she has a piss-soaked pad on.
Yeah, she's got her diapers on. He's fucking... He all of a sudden just starts smelling piss.
Yeah, he's just like...
Like, oh, fuck, I got up off the bench for this.
Can you imagine... What an unfortunate mess sex would be at that age.
Oh, God.
You're colossal.
What are we doing? Wait a minute. There's a guest in the audience talking, and our actual guest is sitting there being nice and quiet. Bring Kyle up.
Let's bring him up.
Come on, sir. You're sitting there. I forgot you were actually a guest.
I didn't know he was our guest. How are you?
Kyle Crawford.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you for coming in, sir.
I appreciate it. Mm-hmm. Or according to Twitter, the guy from Smash Mouth.
Uh-huh. I was going to say, that's the good.
Yeah. Or it could be, oh, great, the guy from, I don't know. I don't remember Smash Mouth.
We all had a soul patch at one point. There's no need to judge a man.
Yeah. We all went through that.
Eddie Murphy had one. It was great.
We all did that at some point.
Yeah.
When was this? When was that taken?
Not
like,
that
03?
Happy about that. Now that I'm looking at it.
No, I mean you get the insult, but I have pictures of me in that exact same face.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the.
That sounded really gay.
That's the. That's the comedy face right there.
Yeah.
Hey, well, what are you gonna do? That's the. Hey, what are you gonna do? Right? I just pointed out something hilarious every day.
Every
you couldn't make it funny, could you?
My job. 80s and 90s headshot of just like
When you do the headshots, they do they go through. You do all those different poses.
Yeah, yeah.
One that you're like pointing at something.
Yeah.
You know, it's, the worst. I don't know that I would have picked that one.
Like the
I don't know how you ended up with it.
Whenever Ricky Gervais had to take a picture in the office, when he's like, "Okay," when he's just the guy comes with a one of those disposable cardboard cameras. He's like, "We'll take a couple of pictures," and he's like, "All right, you need a light reading." Light reading. The guy just goes, "I got this." He goes, "Okay," so he sits down. He's like. It's so fun. Yeah, there
he is. He's framing himself.
He's just supposed to take a like a standard picture. Like, here's the guy that will be speaking tonight. And he's like, all right. And then he grabs the chair. Shook yourself. He grabs the chair, spins it around, and then sits on it backwards and goes, yeah. It's fucking brilliantly funny. Look at him.
Oh, it's the best.
Dude, his shows on HBO and that are so fucking good.
Dude, I could watch The Office as much as I watch The Sopranos, and there's like a tenth of the episodes.
But it's really like ungodly uncomfortable.
It really is.
So uncomfortable.
It really is.
Like, I had to watch it twice before I genuinely laughed because you're just oh, God, he's playing it too well.
He's so embarrassing.
Yeah. It seems like that's his goal. Like he wants.
Oh, that's exactly what he's
not. He's striving for that.
That's what he was gunning for. Everything when he's taking one of the guys around and showing him around the office, and there's the like anything he finds funny, he just goes. He'll point at the stuffed monkey on the coat rack, and he's just like look how crazy we are around here.
Stuffed monkey is crazy.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
Did you ever see the show he did with the dwarf from Willow? I can't remember it.
Which one's that called?
I swear to God.
Show?
Yeah, it's so fucking good. It was called I'll look it up.
He's fucking hilarious. Like that.
One of the funniest guys on the planet.
That character is hilariously tragic to watch. It's You know,
life's too short.
Life's too short.
Oh, I get
Jesus,
it.
Jesus.
They're basically they hate him, and he's good friends with Ricky Gervais, so they'll do shit like raise the doorknob on the door, or like. Dude, there's a scene where they have Liam Neeson come in and try to do improv to audition for a role, and it's absolutely great because it's supposed to be comedy improv, and it's just like, all right, welcome to the flower shop. He goes, sorry, we're closed. He's like, no. He's like, you got to, like, do the scene. You can't just say you were closed. He goes, okay. He's like, all right, I have AIDS. And he's like, all right, let's try this again. It's so funny, and there's an episode where Vern Troyer has a troll, or not Vern Troyer, but the guy who
other
looks
guy.
Like him.
I think his name is Vern.
It might something like that.
Yeah, there he is.
Warwick Davis.
Warwick Davis, thank you. He played Leprechaun.
Oh yeah, yeah. He's a very famous midget.
For the some point, but not necessarily. Not.
Again, very uncomfortable.
My name is Warwick Davis. I'm an actor.
Can we lose the face?
Lose the face.
We cover up the face, please.
I'm also an agent.
When the phone rings, we don't know if you're taking the best role.
He's not.
The phone never rings.
I'm a player. I'm an entrepreneur.
Don't think it's appropriate to go around scrounging money.
Oh, and I've got a massive tax bill.
Would you be better off dead financially? Yes.
It's on HBO.
Yeah, it was so good, man.
I don't know.
Never caught on. Yeah, so good.
I think. Wow, you know, Warwick Davis is brilliant. If this is what all dwarf actors are like, then I'm going to sprinkle this place with dwarfs.
All you'd have to do is sprinkle.
The stairs on the back of the doorknob.
That's if somebody visits Johnny Depp. Johnny Depp's all drunk and high.
And dangerous.
I would never go out with Warwick Davis.
Whoa!
Hear that? It's the sound of justice slicing through bullshit.
Wow, I will check that out.
Dude, I'm definitely going
to
check that out.
There's this one where he hunts down a troll and he goes to the school to talk to, finds out it's like this kid in fifth grade. And he goes there to like call out his troll and he's like, so whoever is it comes to the front of the room and it's this kid who's paralyzed from the fucking neck down.
Oh, God.
So then Warwick Davis is getting interviewed and all these kids are bullying the paralyzed kid, like hitting him with backpacks and fucking him up.
Oh, that's amazing.
Dude, it's such a good show, and it never caught on for whatever reason.
One of the best parts of that show is whenever he has to go to the car, the cars are always getting bigger and bigger. Like, there's one part where he's trying to get into a Humvee, and they have little step ladders and stuff.
Yeah.
But it's just obnoxiously long footage of him trying to get into a car, where it's like it's funny, then it becomes uncomfortable, then it becomes funny again, because it's going on so long of him trying to climb into and out of a car.
That's amazing.
And his secretary has no ability to read people. She's the dumbest person on earth. She has no ability to get nuance.
Is that Asian?
And it was the blonde woman who's like, no. Nobody called. Like, she just does stuff to completely embarrass him because she doesn't understand what he's doing. Like, he'll try to get her in on things, and she's just like, no, that's not accurate. So fucking brilliant.
That's fucking cool. I will check that out.
Yeah, you'll like it.
Gervais has had some funny shit, man.
Oh, he's always hilarious.
Yeah.
One of the funniest guys in the world.
Oh, dude, his specials, his
everything.
And it's amazing how late in the game he got into it, really.
When you think about it.
A shitty.
Yep.
He was a singer?
He was in a shitty synth.
Oh, yeah, his what? 80s, the band. Picture.
I too have a dream.
He just falls out.
Oh, my God.
How embarrassing.
Dude, and he's great in this.
Yeah.
Like, do you have what's the photo of him?
Yeah, where's Gervais? Gervais from the 80s.
Basically, he was in, like, he had a hit song, and then...
He was in a band, like, one of those 80s faggy bands, man.
Yeah,
He looked like a real fruit.
Yeah, like Flock of Seagulls.
Eddie Murphy, kind of?
And it is a good, like, no, when he's taking those pictures... Like, he took serious... Yeah, that's fucking Gervais.
Oh, my God.
From the 80s.
Because it failed, and then he ended up doing office work.
Doesn't he look anything like him? I mean, it does look like him, but...
He's very young.
Like, that's the picture he was goofing on when he was doing it in the office.
Yeah.
Like, okay, what do you need?
Wow.
Look at his makeup on and everything. What a poofta.
Right? All right, Smash Mouth is pretty good.
Yeah.
Smash Mouth's pretty good.
Yeah, you could be wearing a white scarf with rolled up t-shirts.
Yeah, really.
That's fantastic. Come on.
Although I would take this picture now.
Right?
You hearing me, guys who make memes?
Yeah, I'm sure by the end of the show, they will make that magic happen.
How is that not everywhere? I mean, that's hilarious.
Yeah, when The Office was really popular, when it first came out, and then afterwards when it kind of took off here, that picture was making the rounds a little bit. Oh, my God.
He did this and then had an office job and then
didn't even look like him. Yeah, look at the tie. That doesn't even look like him.
Is that him?
Is it really him?
Yeah, because there's another pic that the bigger picture of the one we were looking at before is the other band member, and he has the same exact hair. And...
You're gayer than Wham. That's gayer than Wham.
Not possible.
How could you do that?
It's not possible.
That is the worst suit, that shiny shit.
Oh, yeah.
It was like only popular for like that leather. Exact year.
Yeah, for 14 seconds.
Yeah,
pencil tie.
Although I would fucking rock the Jimmy Reardon hair on the right there.
Yeah, that's awesome. I don't know what's going on there. It looks like wheat in the wind.
Doesn't it? It's absurd. It looks like a white guy shouldn't have it, but can only be the one who has it.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
No self-respecting black guy would have that hair.
No.
What were we thinking back then?
No,
crazy.
Lenny
Kravitz. The 80s were nuts. The 80s was the 70s vision of the future.
Yeah.
That's what the 80s was. Like, oh, we're the future now. We're kind of this post-apocalyptic fucking MTV video look of the future. And it was like, no, you just look silly.
Well, it's forced technology. So it's like we have car phones now.
Yeah. And look, I'm actually on the beach talking on a phone.
Oh, telephone.
Crazy.
It looks
future.
Like Grace Jones in that picture.
This is like Star Trek.
It's nutty.
No, it's
only $48 a second.
Right. And you have to stand exactly here.
And the amount of radiation will kill me by the time 95 rolls around.
On a full charge, it'll last 38 seconds.
Yeah, you know, I guess they ought to start somewhere, but slow down. You're not fucking whizzing through the cosmos quite yet.
Oh, yeah. Right. They just forced it just became like synth. It was like music should have.
Yeah.
What would lasers sound like?
Yeah. Yeah, lasers in the music. And then, like, girls, there's so many videos where girls have have just this wild hair and paint that's going like over their face. And it's like, oh, that's the future.
Right. Yeah.
No, it's really not. We're going, believe it or not, the next decade, we're going back to flannel shirts and an unshowered look.
That's exactly.
So,
that's the very Pat Benatar look. And dude, keytars.
Keytar, because it's the future.
Well, it's a guitar and a piano.
Look at this. So the keyboard player can get up front on the stage.
With sounds that no instrument makes.
No.
40...
What is that? Like a little joystick on the keyboard for things.
Whammy bar.
It was crazy. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah,
really, I don't know. Good times.
Though. I enjoyed being very young then, but
good times.
Yeah, the 90s, you're exactly right. It just came back to like, I don't know, guys.
You're like, yeah, that's, first of all, it's not the future. Right. Secondly, if it was, I would fucking kill myself, which is probably why so many of them did kill themselves.
Yeah.
Like maybe they thought for a second, wow, what if that is the future?
Then came 90s grunge where they weren't even kidding about how they wanted to kill themselves.
About them killing themselves.
It was just a sad song.
Yeah, yeah.
Sad song.
But we were right back to like, it was so nice because for so long it was impossible to have a band. Like in the 80s, if you just were a couple of guys kicking around in the garage and you wanted to play out or something, no. You needed a giant mane of blonde hair or something.
It had to be a production.
Yeah, a big production. You had to dress like a fucking chick, spaced out fucking chick.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. And then finally it was just like, ah, they're coming out of the garages to tell these guys, get the fuck off the stage.
It's like, I love that they're making the Motley Crue movie, The Dirt, and it's going to be on Netflix. I hope they stay true to the book, because it'll be fucking great if they do.
It would be, yeah.
Even if they talk, but if they, like, even them, when they became Motley Crue, they're like, all right, so we're going to have to be this close to women.
Yeah.
Like, we have to go farther than Poison. We have to go a little bit farther than Guns N' Roses.
Yes.
That's basically how, they all had to have that, like you said, like some crazy gimmick.
Yeah. And the gimmick became like, you were not even a guy anymore.
No.
Lead singers' voices were these ridiculous, crazy high-pitched shit. The hair was crazy. They're wearing like girls' boots and, shit. It was, what the fuck is it? And we're supposed to go, yeah, these are our rock heroes.
They got the quarterback stripe under the eye. But like, they never touched a ball in their lives. They
put
the...
What was like the?
Yeah, it looks like they touched many balls in their lives, though.
Completely, like ridiculously looking, like women.
Oh God!
What band's really
Cinderella.
Poison. Pop up like Poison. Cinderella.
Cinderella.
Let's see some of those.
Lion.
Yeah.
White Lion.
Rat to a degree. Yeah.
A certain degree.
And then like sometimes the bass player. Or something couldn't quite fit in and
didn't really
gave
it
a try with the hair. And it's just like, it's not working for him. Yeah, what is that?
Yeah, like the one on the they're women.
Like, what is with the pouty face he's making and the
lipstick.
Dumb hair? And
it looks like an ad for Golden Girls.
It really does.
Then and now.
Yeah. Oh, though, so gay.
What is
that?
Oh,
my God.
Oh,
that's Poison.
Poison, yeah, because that's Brett Michaels.
CC, is that his name, the guitarist? CC?
Wow, yes, CC DeVille and the other guy. And
so hot.
Look, hello. Hi, fellas.
I'll get him.
I was of the 80s move of the half-down sunglasses. Right. Is that a pretty girl, half-down?
And he's wearing a fucking a hat like that girl fucking, what was her name? The Electric Youth girl.
Dude, and they're all going.
Debbie Gibson?
He looks like Debbie Gibson.
He does.
Right there with the hat and the hair.
Dude, he looks
Debbie
better.
Fucking Gibson.
He looks,
he looks Gibson. Hotter than Debbie Gibson.
There's turquoise fucking hoop earrings.
Yeah.
Then
hoop here.
They're all wearing a different degree of scarf.
Oh yeah,
right.
Except for Brett, who's like no scarf.
It's like, should I button this up? No, leave it open to your belly button.
Yes,
the guys will love that.
you know what a room of men want to see?
Yeah.
Skin of a man.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Put on lipstick and a halter top. Oh, my God.
When you heard those first opening notes of Smells Like Teen Spirit, you're just
What's
like,
the back? Go back.
Ah, finally. Finally.
Who is this?
Who is that?
Bedazzle the cock of my leather pants. Yeah, that is Cinderella.
You know all this.
Cinderella.
Yeah. Oh, my Lord.
Look at the fuck it. What is that guy on the end?
Right, so far we have
wearing like crazy eye makeup.
This is what freebasing
He wants to look like a cat once in a while, too.
I hear you. Well, he does.
So does Kiss.
They just...
Only one blonde per group, it seems.
Yeah.
You had to have the blonde lead guy or something. Well, he's not the lead guy in that, but you needed the one blonde guy.
Yeah, it's like a token blonde.
The brunettes.
Yeah.
There it is again.
One blonde.
Oh, same guy.
Four non-blondes really broke the rules.
Yeah, they did.
You know what it seems like?
I have to bring my guitar into that picture.
It seems like they didn't discover was conditioner. Like, it's very, very frizzy hair.
What's also amazing about that, too, is guitars looked really classy, and then the 80s, it was just the fucking...
Over the top.
Flying V, Ibanez, fucking all angry.
Yeah, you know, what is that?
Three blondes, no go.
Yeah,
no go.
Who is this? Okay. Is it poison again?
Yeah.
Poison again?
Yeah, Brett.
Oh, yeah, because you got, yeah.
Well, the guy in the end looks like Lily Tomlin.
He does.
That's Lily Tomlin. And then what is this?
There's a picture where they're all in a big chair.
I like being mysterious with my hair over my eye.
I was going to go Jennifer Garner.
Yeah?
Guys, if I'm leading, I'm going to wear the cowboy hat. Wait, I just got an idea for
Holy
a song.
Shit,
he's still covering his head. He's got a cowboy hat on back then. Still
even back then.
Back then.
What is that with the police?
We'll dress up like cops.
Dude, how many people?
Yeah, that's
all
a lot of poison.
Well, I'm sure. How much cum has been on a hat like that?
Oh yeah, worn that hat just really
in that exact
does not,
way.
What is going on with CeCe's hair there?
Bigger the better.
It's just
bigger
bizarre.
The better.
Dude, that is when the heroin was at fucking full mass. Yeah.
That was the black tar.
How many pictures did they take?
All of them.
like they took a shitload of pictures.
I'll tell
you
what, they have more
pictures states of them.
Yeah, more pictures than good songs. That's
well,
for
that's
sure.
For sure. Yeah,
we've already gone past that.
Let's fucking be real there.
Oh, I would see the Bret Michaels just to see like. I would go to the show just to see what it was.
Just to see, yeah.
You know it's got to be a wig at this point.
At this point, yeah. Or it'll be wrapped up with bandanas and a hat.
Yeah, he's got the do-rag for the bald spot.
Yeah.
And then didn't he wipe out on a motorcycle not too long ago and get all fucked up?
At some point.
Do you have a, that's the paint on the face and the,
He threw for 412 yards and four touchdowns.
Yeah.
No.
Motley Crue.
I saw Motley Crue when they did that last tour a couple of 5 years ago or whatever.
I wanted to see that. It didn't sell well.
It's just nuts.
Were they?
They were terrible, unfortunately.
We're going to have blood on the guitar.
They had a fuckload of hits, though.
Oh,
Dude,
they were amazing.
Crew is like the most successful.
They're really good, man. Like I actually like that. It's just so weird that they look like that.
He can't sing anymore. They had a bunch of girls on stage doing all the high notes.
Well, they also
driving around and hear Dr. Feelgood come on, and it's like, all right, I'm listening to this one.
Somebody just recently blamed Kickstart My Heart for speeding. They got pulled
really?
Over. It was in the news the other day.
Wow.
Listen to Kickstart My Heart.
I mean, it was every strip club fucking anthem.
Yeah.
All the Motley Crue songs.
Girls, girls, yeah. Girls, girls,
here during
girls.
The last tour, when he started Kickstart My Heart, he was like, no, really, Kickstart My Heart.
Plug these wires in.
Could you please get the defibrillator?
Well, that's how Slash is. That dude has a fucking hole in his heart from all the cocaine he did.
Really?
Yeah, he's got like a pacemaker.
Yet Artie Lang just fucking...
He's fine.
Walks the earth.
Yeah.
Well, there's a certain appendage, but yeah, it's...
Yeah.
Yeah, but Slash did too much. I don't know. I would guess Slash maybe partied harder.
Could be.
Is debatable.
Ballsy. I'll take
that's a bold statement.
Retract. But I'm going to say 80s rock star, that's some hard partying.
Your bands back in the 80s were doing things that no other decade has seen before or since as far as partying goes. Yeah.
Motley Crue couldn't walk through an airport without fucking like eight women.
Yeah.
Like, they couldn't.
It was all about, like we were talking the other day with Don Jameson about backstage. Like backstage used to be a thing. That was crazy back there. Now it's dull. It's very boring. No one's doing anything.
We were front row, Motley Crue, Dr. Feelgood tour. My girlfriend's cousin got crushed up against the railing. They pulled us all backstage. Greatest party in the world. It was unbelievable.
Yeah. We're like, really?
Oh, yeah.
How old are you?
I don't know, 21?
Fuck.
22, perfect. It was the perfect time to be in. It was unbelievable. Yeah. Unbelievable. Like she passed out. So security pulled over, and we were like, we're with her. And we all went back.
All right.
It was unbelievable.
Someone took the fucking hit.
She woke up with Vince Neil's dick in her.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Jesus. Sure. Not Vince. You'd get a roadie or something.
Yeah. You would get a roadie. You don't get the main
guy. You're getting a roadie.
That's true. Oh, she had too much makeup on for him.
Well, even Tommy Lee, it's like he went from Heather Locklear to Pamela Anderson. Like, he just had, like, that line of, like, hot girls.
Yeah.
Well.
It happens, right?
He's well equipped. He's a musician and he's well equipped.
Yes.
That backstage action.
And he's not.
It was unreal.
It was crazy.
You should hire a lifeguard. We all learned that. It's never good when you're having a birthday party and there's a kid clogged in a filter.
Jesus. Down by the chlorine fucking.
What could happen?
Basket.
Let him play.
Pool. We'll have some fun.
We'll have a few laughs.
What can happen?
Who needs to watch the pool? Let's all snort coke.
There was a documentary about the end of that whole era. And I remember, I think it was, who the fuck was it from? What's his name from the did the song 18 in Life?
Sebastian Bach.
Sebastian Bach was talking about like the parties they would have, and it was fucking insane.
Skid Row. That was Skid Row.
Skid Row, right? And the booze all over the place and everything. And then he said he noticed like people started taking the booze, the half filled bottles, with them. And was like, party might be over. Because they would just leave all that shit. Right. The next night, there'd be all new shit somewhere at some other fucking crazy backstage area. And, people were just like, let's take that. Let's take that. It's like, the party's over. And it was. And that was another one where I guess it was Warrant. And they said they had a big poster at the record company. Was up and they came in there one day and an Alice in Chains poster was up.
Yeah.
Where theirs used to be. And they were like, ooh.
I was going to say, it really was Alice in Chains, but like Pearl Jam with 10 that really
Pearl Jam
stomped it out.
Oh, yeah. It was like, some people say Guns N' Roses, but Guns N' Roses still fell into that. They were like a mutation of both
the
glam shit and then the hard rock, you know. We're not pussies kind of stuff. But until, like, Nirvana and
Pearl Jam.
Yeah, shit like that, STP, all that became like, oh, okay, I get it.
Yeah, Guns N' Roses was able to keep up for a while, though, in that world until the spaghetti incident.
Yeah.
Because you look at the video, Sweet Child of Mine, and he's like, he's got the crazy hair. He's trying, you know.
Well, even November Rain is very, very glam band.
Yeah. It still had that '80s feel to it and everything.
The ballad
until they realized, like with grunge bands, that they were going to do that, like the focal plane this wide. And like come in so it would be in focus, and then here is out of focus.
Right,
and like that was a thing, and the moving of the. The video with the music, violent, creepy.
It was fucking super creepy.
Tool with fucking Sober. That was a creepy fucking video.
Shit.
The little claymation thing pushing the shit through the tube. And that used to freak me out, video.
Well, and then that video was intense. But then, like Marilyn Manson, and then it kind of became that very dark, you know, very.
Yeah, why did music became scary?
It did.
Like Rob Zombie and shit. Yep. Like, it had to be like a horror movie.
White Zombie was totally horror. And
This was awesome. When you heard this from the other room because MTV was on, you'd be like, I got to see the video.
Oh, dude, I loved this video.
It was so creepy.
So creepy.
It's still one of my all-time favorite songs.
It's like Blair Witch before the Blair Witch.
Yeah.
Because like it made creepy, you're like, what?
It makes no sense. He opens up the vent and he's just like petting a giant worm or something.
Everything had to just be very creepy back then.
Depending on the substance you were on, it made a lot of sense. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you were on the same thing he was when he wrote it.
Well, and then then of course the lyric Jesus is in it to add to the fucking creepiness.
Right. The difference between. Home Sweet Home video and this one.
Oh my God.
Like, Home Sweet Home is just party chicks.
Right.
They're having a great time. And then it turned into this.
Catchy little hook.
Yeah.
And think of songs 20 years ago from now. It's not that different. Like,
right,
you know, but think of 20 years before this came out.
Very different.
Totally different.
Yeah, look, yeah, this
is a really good point. Like, you know, vastly different.
Because, I mean, it went from, like, death of disco, metal, glam, and then alt, and then just fucking dark.
They all had, like, a half an inch depth of field before everything went out of focus. Out of focus was so in the fucking 90s.
Oh, yeah.
And then when I started seeing the effect being used in McDonald's commercials, I'm like, all right, that's over.
We're done with
that. That's done.
Well, and I don't know, I'm blanking on his name, but the lead singer of Tool,
well.
It's not like he wants to be seen. He's like, I saw him with Perfect Circle. Oh, maybe it wasn't Tool. Maybe it was. I don't remember.
Maynard.
Yeah.
Didn't he get in a little bit of trouble?
Yeah, with some
kids. Girls that may not have been of age.
Certain. Yeah. Yeah, he got him. He got in a real sticky situation.
Very sticky situation.
Yeah, when the bands didn't want to be seen, though, that was a weird thing.
Yeah, that was another thing.
You know, like,
it wasn't it wasn't a thing to go out and be seen and the paparazzi and award shows and big.
Yeah.
They just were like, we make the music and just leave us the fuck alone.
Exactly. Yeah. They were like, we want to be famous, but fuck you.
Because even the MTV like Video Music Awards, which I'd watch like crazy, like a band would win and be like four of the saddest, like just cut yourself songs.
Dude, yeah.
And then they'd all walk up.
And they'd walk up and it would be like,
yeah.
Thanks. They just walk off angry.
Like vampires.
When Pearl Jam won for Jeremy, he grabbed the thing and he said, I'm going to say something typically me. This means nothing. And walks away.
Yeah.
It was always something they had to say that, like, wow, they're so intense.
Where it's like,
so cool.
So, by the way, Jeremy spoke and shot up his school. Hope that doesn't happen a lot in the future.
Yeah.
Good night, everybody.
It's a fantasy song that I hope will never come to fruition.
Jeremy was the trigger.
Yeah.
Jesus.
This means nothing. And as opposed to, again, the 80s where...
They wanted the spotlight.
I mean, the MTV Awards were insane.
Mm-hmm.
The musicians wanted to be part of the bits.
Yeah.
They'd come out with the biggest productions on motorcycles or something. And then you just go... Fuck off.
Oh, yeah. Dude, my whole generation would watch that just waiting for the bands to play. So even if we like Stern, him playing Fart Man, you're
Fart
like,
Man,
like,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, get this off.
Right.
Bring on the fucking band that justifies my teen depression.
Yeah, I want to fucking see that. And then the Unplugged were some of the greatest shit.
Nirvana Unplugged is one of the best.
Nirvana Unplugged is
Pearl Jam
fucking,
Unplugged.
And Alice in Chains Unplugged
is amazing.
I think that one's the best.
I remember seeing that one when it first aired. Had never aired. It first aired. I was over, it was up in Boston. I was over at John Osterlin's house. He's the Ozone. He did Middays. I love John, man.
Ozone.
John was fucking awesome. He still is. I think he's down in New Orleans doing radio now.
Shit.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
We were over his house and put that on, and we were all just dumbfounded. It was so amazing. Like, Lane's voice was just no. It wasn't like, oh wow, when they go in the studio, I guess so much effect has to be put on this. It was so good. I defy you not to just get goosebumps watching this.
I watched
shit.
Them.
This is my favorite.
I watched them.
Yeah. This is my favorite. And Nirvana's is fucking amazing. But
so is Pearl Jam.
This
so
one,
so many that I've
yeah.
Well, I watched him open for GNR, too, and it was fucking great.
Really?
GNR?
When they brought their tour back, yeah.
Wow. Oh, really?
I mean, not obviously the whole band.
Back in the day.
But not back in the
day.
Oh, you meant back in the day.
Oh, they kicked it off.
So odd. He doesn't look like he does heroin.
Not at all.
No.
It's coming out. This is this is Skinny Artie.
It's not
out.
His sunglasses are fine.
Listen to that fucking voice. Chase best friend alive. Just
unbelievable.
This is also like my favorite song by them too.
I have like 10 favorite songs of mine from
them. I love them. Well,
they were absolutely
dude,
like
Jar of
top of my list. Back
Jar of Flies is just a flawless fucking.
Oh, it's the best.
Flawless.
The best.
Yeah.
I think part of what stuck with all these groups was that they were that good. Like when you went.
Yeah.
When we went. in the 80s, when you went to see Motley Crue, like, if you weren't totally wasted when you saw them, you might be disappointed.
Right.
These guys, every time you saw one of these bands, they were flawless. They were better than they were on the record.
Exactly, like, yeah, better than it was.
All of them.
Dude, my first concert was Beastie Boys with Bad Brains and Hurricane at Cobo Arena.
Beastie Boys.
Yeah, and, dude.
They play their own instrument.
But it's just like, dude, you actually had to have talent, though. There were no computers to make this good.
No.
You had to be great.
God, no.
This was a time where black dudes didn't know what the fuck was going on with white music. This was alien. I had a talk with Patrice about, like, 90s rock music. And it was just a thing that kind of wasn't really understood. Nowadays, you know, you got white musicians doing hip hop or fucking horrible versions of rap.
LL Cool J will do a country video.
LL Cool J is doing country. Yeah. And fucking Ice Cube is doing family movies. And like, it's all fucked up. But like, this was 100% white music. Oh.
Well, and they never mixed. Like, I forgot what rap group mixed with Anthrax for a minute. Was it Public Enemy? Did it maybe?
Exactly. Really?
Yeah. It was Public Enemy, yeah.
Well, the thing that started, of course, was Aerosmith with Walk This Way.
Yeah.
DMC.
Yeah, with Run DMC.
Which is, they're great.
That was like, we used to laugh when the video would come on. Like, it was them doing Walk This Way, Aerosmith, and then Run DMC's in another room next to them.
Yeah.
And they're like, and they're kind of like freaking out. And I guess Steven Tyler breaks through the wall, and Joe Perry comes in, looks in, and we used to go like, he's looking, going, "We're playing with the colored?"
Yeah.
Because it's Boston, you know,
racist.
Yeah, look at this. Look at this. Look at Joe Perry's face when he looks in. He's just kind of like, what the fuck?
I know what you do.
Well, where are we, Roxbury?
One, two, three,
Mattapan.
This was a great fucking version, though.
Oh, dude.
It was. Brought Aerosmith back. This rehashed their career.
Yep, definitely.
And they did Get a Grip, and I didn't care for it.
Didn't either.
But this was good. They didn't write Get a Grip, so.
They're like, what are they doing?
Perfect. Oh, he doesn't want to do that. He's going to get hurt doing that.
Get my
buddy. If it wasn't for this, we wouldn't have I Don't Want to Miss a Thing. What's that? Yeah.
Janie's got a gun.
You
mean Alicia Silverstone wouldn't have a career?
Yeah. Those videos were pretty popular.
Paul.
All right, that's it. He's coming through.
That's got to be a stuntman. There's no way he could do that.
It was breaking.
What the fuck, skinny white boy?
How funny would it be if his head just gets shot apart like a pumpkin? A fucking long girl wiggling on the floor.
Oh, Jesus.
Look at Joe. What the fuck? How the fuck did you get in this building?
You know the rent I pay here to be not near you people?
Here goes the fucking neighborhood. You cocksucker. Yeah, that was you.
The
headbands and the hair.
Does Bulger know about this?
Tyler had to break down a wall. They only had to break through paper.
There's some paper. This completely fucking changed things, man. There was such a distinct line between hip-hop and rock.
Yeah.
And it just was like, well, collaborations, I guess that's the fucking thing.
Do you remember what the next collaboration was right after this that bombed horribly?
No.
Oh, let me think.
It was such a joke on MTV.
Was it rap and rock?
Is it Nelson and Barry White?
It was... The Fat Boys and the Beach Boys.
Oh, fuck. I do.
Oh, God. What are they?
E-Rock.
They did Wipeout.
Oh.
That's right.
Wipeout. Where is that abomination?
Yeah, good pull, man.
Oh, is that terrible?
Oh, I forgot that
it worked with Aerosmith. See, we could take some classic rock and mix it with hip hop. It's a money making combination.
Oh, dude, the Fat Boy. This killed the Fat Boys too.
Two gentlemen who need that no introduction. Fat.
Well, that and diabetes.
And
yes.
Ray Boom Boom Mancini. And
oh God.
Macho
perfect.
So I must where's ask Ray Boom Boom Mancini's dress?
Is there the production value? To the rumor
that you're ending your retirement.
I actually know Boom Boom Mancini.
Even though my only major regret is not fighting Hector Camacho.
You must be kidding. There's no way.
He's gotta be kidding.
Oh, God, look at the Beach Boys.
I think his greatest regret was killing a man.
Oh, no, the Beach Boys and the Fat Boys. Look at the Fat Boys.
I want to see you in a bathing suit.
Just drop an N-bomb.
Adam Carolla made the best point of why he hates the Beach Boys, because I do too, and it's because that guy wears a fucking hat that says Beach Boys on it.
Beach Boys.
That's enough.
Like, I like Brian Wilson, but the rest of them, no.
All right, now I'll tell you one thing. The Fat Boys ain't going surfing.
No.
No.
And they were not moving that quickly.
Let's be honest. They're not even going in the water.
Oh, listen to this. Why?
They couldn't have made them look any younger. Like, at least Aerosmith and Run DMC.
They're trying to blur the shit out of everything.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I forgot about that.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Wall Street. How about a lay?
Poor Fat Boys. Wow. Oh, my God. This is painful. Oh, wow. Ugh.
Oh, dude, he did the fucking... oh, no. Perfect.
I'm going on record saying, as far as black people are concerned, worse than slavery.
I'm going to agree.
This song is worse than slavery.
It's been back 25 years.
Wow.
Oh, no. Let's stop in Chinatown and get umbrellas. Suck it, girl.
Whoa.
I like how it has the graphics, man. Like it's the intro to Saved by the Bell.
I remember this.
Oh.
They had the green screen surfing.
Oh, you mean when Gabriel Iglesias go surfing in the video?
Oh, this is too fucking much.
Dude, this is the shittiest thing ever.
It's so bad.
This is as bad as the Bowie...
They got it.
Oh, look. The Beach Boys are fucking cutting it up.
This is worse, I'm going to say, than Bowie Mick Jagger dancing in the street. This is actually worse than that video.
Oh, yeah. This...
You can hate Bowie, you can hate that, but...
Oh, my God.
This is unacceptable.
Look at how blatant. Yeah. Let's just get the camera right on the girl's tits.
Yeah.
I don't think Gillette would like this video.
No.
Bip, bip, bip.
Talk about defibrillator.
This shit's hilarious. Oh. And even this style is so fucking funny. It's just so archaic.
A black dude in a straw hat rapping next to a beach fire.
Screaming.
It's so uncomfortable.
Oh, shit.
Look like that water shock ate a person.
Oh, we all used to get along. What happened?
We still get along. The media just wants you to think we did.
Right. We're still... chilling on the beach.
I'm pretty sure all whites and blacks will come together and admit this is a piece of shit. And we owe each other an apology. If you want to start, the healing.
The healing
play
should
this.
Start with this. Look, we made it through this.
And be like, my God, you just start hugging each other.
Worse.
Millions on each side.
I'm gonna say worse than the Civil War.
Oh,
worse than the Civil War. Yeah. That video. 9/11. Worse than Opie's show on. Westwood One.
Well, that's a given.
Right. Look, I'm just...
The 9/11 one.
Just busting balls. What happened?
Hey.
Well, 1 minute we're hugging, kissing, the next minute he's getting fucking fresh.
And do you remember when when Unplugged started to jump the shark.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I have, well, that's one of them. Garrett said, LL Cool J, because everyone was so focused bad on the deodorant under his armpits.
Oh, right.
From Mama Said Knock You Out.
That's why I was even referencing it earlier. Yeah, like LL Cool J was the one in the.
That was bad.
Well, that was one. The other was when they gave Dennis Leary an Unplugged.
Mm-hmm.
He had a whole half hour session where he just did original songs.
What did Dennis Leary have on the management over at MTV? Because, my God.
He was on House of Style with Cindy Crawford and then did all those ads.
He was on everything, and
well, he was just the MTV guy. Like, it was like at first he was like a mean New York cabbie.
Yeah,
and then it just went too far.
You know, watch MTV,
and then next thing you know, he's the bad guy in Judgment Night.
Yeah,
now he's selling F-150s.
I don't blame him. That's the only truck that's selling in America.
It's oh my God, that was bad.
It's selling well.
Notice how we had to watch the whole thing.
Yeah, we turn it off.
It was that bad.
Could we get,
I couldn't look away.
Could we get the LL Cool J unplugged?
Yeah, find a little LL. With
we
the,
can watch all of that, too.
Yeah.
If we're going to watch trains get derailed, let's...
like, there's a reason, like we were saying, when bands like Alice in Chains and STP did an unplugged, they sounded amazing.
They did.
And they were really unplugged. It was them playing, and it was fucking great. How was LL Cool J going to be...
Yo, what's up?
Yo, what's up?
Oh, God. This is so bad.
Sorry, this isn't it.
Oh, A Tribe Called Quest was pretty good, actually.
Oh, they were,
yeah.
Yeah, they were.
Look at how racist you are. Oh, look, a black guy.
No, I have those Vans I wear here are Tribe Called Quest Vans. I love Tribe Called Quest. Yeah, they're fucking great, man.
They were pretty good, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
I forgot that their Unplugged was decent.
Try live. See if it comes up.
Yeah.
I mean, it was unnecessary.
It's been wiped from the internet. It's so bad.
Yeah, LL's like, if that thing shows its face to the light of day,
money. We're taking
I
that
will
off.
Kill you, motherfucker. Yeah, yeah.
When Chris Farley guest hosted on SNL, they're like, just get rid of the fucking intro.
Yeah.
Just cut this out. Yeah, that one was rough. But yeah, like it was interesting in Nirvana because they were my favorite band. But
so
you never got to see really like in the videos or anything unless you saw him live, him play like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was such a fascinating thing because just to do it all in a row like
that. And the music itself and especially his vocals were so conducive to a hard fucking backing of guitars and shit. So to go, oh, yeah, we're going to do this unplugged. It's like, what?
Yeah.
How is that going to work? Very well, apparently.
Yeah.
You know, amazing.
They were so good. Like, think about how many solo bands even exist where, like, David Grohl left and was amazingly successful.
Dude, more successful than Nirvana.
Then. Like, that's never happened.
Yeah, Foo Fighters became more successful. Oh, here we go. Nice hat.
Oh, man. God.
Come on. Ready?
Is that the same hat Poison was wearing?
You gonna get
yes.
Take it off, babe, Paul. Take it off. Get busy.
Does he have one pant leg rolled up?
Yeah.
Of course. He's got the MC Hammer pants on.
Where does he live? Ready? Prison?
I know. Check out my house on the WB.
Fucking.
Check it out. All right, my man.
The gym,
pots
apparently.
Pots and pans, grits and gravy. Y'all ready, baby?
Yeah, he worked out a lot for a clean
don't
cut man.
Don't call it a comeback. Don't call it a comeback. With energy, don't call it a comeback.
Think that phrase will take off?
Yeah.
Don't call it a comeback.
It certainly wasn't.
Yeah. See, this, it's not unplugged. Like, that's the thing about those unplugs that were amazing. They were really unplugged.
Yeah.
There's a lot of plugged-in instruments there.
Yeah.
Well, that's why it took the... Yeah. You know what was great for rap? The end of In
Living. Yeah.
But
he's got the fucking icicles coming off of his armpits.
The best thing in this time for rap was, in my opinion, In Living Color... At the end where they would bring out, like, Naughty by Nature and, like, all these fucking bands to do it live. It was,
oh, right.
And, yeah.
I forgot this.
Standing.
Yeah.
This song sucks plugged, by the way.
Yeah.
Fully plugged, all the way.
We didn't really care about Mama Said Knock You Out.
Can we even say that today? I don't know.
LL was pretty big back in the day, and
he was.
He's still fucking doing very well with his.
Yeah, but let's be honest. He was Black Marky Mark.
Black Marky Mark.
And Marky Mark was white LL Cool J.
White LL.
They gave him the old school rap channel over at Sirius now.
Oh, did they?
It's, no, it's not Backspin. It's LL Cool J's Rock the Bells.
No. Dude, Backspin was like my favorite.
What does that even mean?
I don't even know what that means.
I don't know what that means.
I mean, I get given that to him, though. That makes sense.
That's like the same thing as all the MTV VJs doing, the Decades channels. And
I mean, who are you, who are you going to give it to? Biggie? Tupac?
Yeah, yeah.
Nope. Nope.
I forgot who did a bit about it, but it was so funny just about, like, it's good that they were killed at a young age because nobody would want to see Biggie getting old.
Old Biggie.
One leg from the Beatus, rapping with an eye patch on.
I got the sweet blood.
Yeah. Mama said I got the sugar, so I can't drink juice anymore. Here's my song, Juicy.
I want to dedicate this to my four missing toes.
It was all a dream. I used to walk with shoes on.
It was all a dream. I used to read ARP magazine.
Yeah, you don't want to see him doing commercials for that.
Heavy could fit up in a limousine. I can't.
Yeah, yeah.
For $7 a month, you can get quality life insurance.
Yeah.
Yeah, no shit.
If you want a biggie return on your insurance investment.
We are notorious for fair prices.
Oh, my God.
And then Tupac comes out, points at a phone number. He's like, you better hit it up.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Hi, Tupac here for reverse mortgage. You know, it would be happening.
I blame
my money no more.
Yeah, yeah.
I blame my mama for turning my brother into a crack baby, but I do blame her for not having a proper insurance. Colonial Penn life insurance.
Colonial Penn. You know, with that Jeopardy motherfucker. Jeopardy insurance.
You don't want to pay them funeral expenses?
Yeah, I love those commercials. They always put, like, a black family's coming home from a funeral.
Yeah.
What a lovely service. But the cost of that, well, I'm not leaving you with my final expenses.
Yeah. It's like, well, why didn't
you? Mama, don't talk about that. Well, we got to be real about it.
Come on. Yeah. I paid $142 for the hat that I wore to the funeral. I am pissing away the little money I am given by Social Security.
What do you think? You're going to do a GoFundMe to bury my fat ass? I got me Colonial Penn.
I called. It costs two people to cremate one of me.
Sometimes it's best, you know.
Yeah, just let them die young.
How if you don't think Jimi Hendrix wouldn't have been a traveling Wilbury?
Oh God!
At some point, it just would have happened.
The best thing that happened to him was fucking the medics that were like, "Yeah, I guess he's throwing up. Let's lay him. Let's lay him back down.
Put him on his back.
Put him on his back.
Roll him over. Roll him over.
Yeah.
He's puking from barbiturates. Let's make him go this way.
Yeah, yeah.
He's on the cover art for Guitar Hero.
Yeah,
he would be too.
Right.
And everybody would be talking about how great he once was now.
Jimi Hendrix for Guitar Hero. Oh my God.
Right. They'd be selling the right-handed guitar to play left-handed. That's the same thing.
Oh my God. I don't know. But one thing I do know that you remember the days when you were always ready to go? We're talking about those good old days when you were just ready to go. Back when you could finish with a lady and then be ready to perform again. Do you remember those days?
No.
Well, you could probably go to the bathroom.
Sorry, I shouldn't interrupt the reason.
Fine. And when you performed, oh my God, it was never three quarters mast. No, always at full mast. But like everything, you know, age catches up. It could impact your performance. But thanks to our new sponsor, BlueChew.com, you can increase your performance and get some extra firepower in bed. Yes, for free with the promo code Kumia. There it is, right down there. Use that promo code right there. It's BlueChew.com. That's blue, like the color blue, and chew, because BlueChew.com's created the first chewable supplement packed with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. Since they're chewable, they work up to twice as fast as that pesky pill, so you can be ready whenever the opportunity arises. Right, guys? You guys know what I'm talking about, isn't it? He's laughing. He knows what I'm talking about. Blue Chew, you're going to be 100% whenever you need to be. And not only that, but it could shorten your recovery period if you want to go again the same night. You know, sometimes you want to do that. You're all passionate, but the body's just not ready to rock. Blue Chew ships straight to your door in a discreet package. You don't want the mailman going, "Hey, who got the Blue Chew?" Standing in the middle of your street with your neighbors. "Did you order the Blue Chew?" It's discreetly packaged. So no in-person doctor's visit needed, no waiting in the pharmacy. And best of all, I've been told that your dick gets harder faster. And I did say dick. What's not to love? They're made right here in the USA. And since Blue Chew prepares and ships direct, they're cheaper than a pharmacy. And here's the deal. Visit BlueChew.com and you get your first shipment free when you use that promo code Kumia. There it is. Don't forget. Just pay $5 shipping. That's it. $5. Again, that's BLUEChew. BlueChew.com. Promo code Kumia and you get to try it for free. Thank you, our newest sponsor, Blue Chew. Blue Chew. He needed the money. I love it.
Perfect.
Thank you so much.
Very well done, sir.
This is very odd. I didn't know this, but it doesn't surprise me. Steve-O says he once snorted cocaine mixed, not with glass like Artie. Artie said he was cutting up some blow or trying to squish it with a salt shaker. And the salt shaker cracked, and he tried to pick out the glass and salt and whatnot and just snort the coke, and glass got up his nose.
How hard was he smashing?
I know. Shakers. You don't have to. It's coke. You could just tap
just a little
it.
Tap.
You grab your credit card.
Getting hammering on it?
I got to get organized. I love how Scarface does that. He goes, "Okay, I got to get organized." And all he does is hang his phone up. There. He's organized. That fucking Sosa. So Steve-O, he once snorted cocaine mixed with HIV-positive blood.
What?
He doesn't have the AIDS.
I think it does.
I don't know.
It's airborne, at
Here
least.
He goes.
I hope.
Sat there, like, knowingly scraping up this tainted, like, blood cocaine, and I sat there and snorted it.
I think you did your first drink at 12. Why started in my house?
No, I didn't have my first drink. I had my first drink before 12. And
is he in a 16?
It was my parents adorable. Who gave it to me. I mean, my mom was, of course, an alcoholic. And along with that is, sort of hypersensitivity and, you know, overly concerned with the opinions of others. And when I was a baby, mom was like... not comfortable with me crying on an airplane. She didn't want to be like that with the loud
Good.
Baby on the airplane. And so she would give me
need
booze.
More alcohol.
And that was, well, they should.
I think so, yeah.
Who's your baby on planes? And don't take him into first class. I'm there.
Public service announcement.
Right.
But
he's starring in a sitcom based in the 60s?
Not a lot of booze.
It's true.
Just a little bit.
He looks like one of my three sons. Yeah.
To what? To
make me not cry.
Okay.
On the plane. But then I think before I was 12.
Those aren't real glasses.
Like a family tradition kind of a thing that on New Year's, the kids could have one alcoholic beverage. And I think I remember having
seven
alcohol
beers
on New Year's Eve when I was like 8 or 9.
Yeah.
Yeah, that
we
was,
all
yeah,
did
like,
that.
It was a thing, though.
Beer.
It was all a thing, you know? Yeah.
We all did that.
And the idea was if you...
Oh, wait, we all ended up fucked up, too.
Oh, right.
Like, sorry.
13
right, that's, I mean, that's cool. I got to tell you something. I'm very happy for Steve-O.
So am I.
Really seems like for years now, also, he seems like he's got it, his shit together. He's not high, you could tell. He's very articulate. He's not... Because he used to get
Oh, look at
fucked up.
Have you seen Bam Margera?
Yeah, he's fucked
man.
Up,
and that shows which way he could have gone.
He's fucked up, but Steve-O went from
the fucking bottom of the barrel. And now he's doing really well. I'm really happy for him. He got his shit together. He looks great.
Yeah, and I could be wrong. Like, I think his parents were like circus people, weren't they? Like,
are
that's
they?
Kind of why he started in stunts and stuff.
He was a circus.
He was like in the circus.
That makes sense.
The clown college.
Based on what he did.
Well, yeah, when you're watching a video. I still remember Alligator Tightrope Walk where he put a steak.
Raw chicken.
Into his underwear and had a tiny umbrella and was tightrope walking.
Yeah, the tiny umbrella.
I watched him the other day, and I think it was recently when he was sober when he did jellyfish sombrero.
Yeah.
So he picks it up, and it's just stinging the shit out of him.
Yeah, he'll still do that fucked up shit.
He'll still do it, yeah.
But when you see when he was really fucking drunk, and he'd jump into ceiling fans.
Yeah. Just knock himself out.
Just so fucking drunk and high on what the fuck ever. It was entertaining.
Dude, he did.
Give him that.
He did my favorite thing ever that a person can do for some reason, and it's a giant tattoo of his face on his back.
On his back.
So fucking funny.
Yeah, when we first saw that, it was like, are you shitting me?
So funny.
Funny picture of him.
Yeah. Cartoon.
Yeah, yeah.
Caricature almost.
Yeah. I'm really glad because years ago, he would come on the show and he was just fucked up.
Yeah.
And he was one of those guys that you just thought, all right, he's never going to get sober. He's going to die this way or something. But he didn't. He pulled it out. Fucking good for him.
My buddy Ken did a bunch of video work for him and stuff and just said he's like, he was sober then, but just said he was the nicest fucking human being. And just
he's a really cool guy. Like, really, really humble and stuff.
Is where he rescued the dog? He was in some.
Oh, yeah. He was like in Tibet or something.
Some god awful place.
And he found
it. Tearing up watching this.
Nowhere.
You're supposed to be smashing your face on something, not making me cry.
Well, and they wouldn't let it in the hotel, so he like slept on the street. With it, and then he snuck it in.
Yeah.
How do you go from that to that?
Yeah. He's always been like, obviously, part of why he was like that is he was trying to cover up a lot of shit, I guess. So, because he's a sensitive guy, he's just really nice guy, man. Good for him.
When you look at all the problems they had, I mean, Ryan Dunn, who killed himself in a car, and really, Knoxville was the one who had his shit together. And Knoxville was supposed to do SNL, but he said, fuck it, and created Jackass.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he got SNL. And he said,
he's done really well.
Dude, it was a very wise choice.
Yeah.
He owns Jackass.
Yeah.
Like, he's loaded.
I tell you, there are some nights you'll be tooling through the channels and nothing's on, and you'll just see Jackass and go, all right, I'll put it. It's just still hilariously funny.
Viva La Bam is still fucking funny.
Oh, that's a great show. Yeah. Fantastic show.
Where's some video of Bam now? Because he's in some bad shape. I guess he had a show where it was almost like a rehab show, but there was no rehabilitation going on. It was very sad. It was his mom and just really tragic. He's somebody that's got to – again, I guess he can't do anything because he's got people like Steve-O and like Johnny that would come and help him and probably have multiple times. We all know people like this. And the bottom line, and it's proof positive – that the bottom line is you really have to want to do it.
Yeah.
That's it. It comes down to you. That's all. And I, you know, that's all it comes down to. And it's like watching when you watched the rehab show.
My God.
With Steven Adler. There's just no hope.
He looks like he ate Bam Margera.
Yeah.
Sit the fuck around all day and not do a damn thing.
Right.
Dude, he's bloated from alcohol right there.
2 hours of precious free time, like, you make the most of it. I'm going to skate Johnny Knoxville's mini ramp. Tomorrow I'm having Mario McCoy pick me up. We're going to skate this mini ramp. The next day I'm going to have Wee Man get me, and we're going to go skate some Venice Quarter.
Oh, you got your whole week planned.
Yeah. Totally. I had the whole week planned. Now, you know, I've been doing yoga and the gym every morning, sometimes at night. But I'm
was
like
going
super
there to
refreshed
eat?
And ready to go. I just sent my rent payment to Andy Roy in San
With
Francisco.
Frozen in front of it.
So he's going to show me some spots. I'm ready to shred.
Is that code for something?
What's sad is, though, he was an amazing skateboarder. And he actually had those contracts where, dude, they sent him so much clothes, he never had to wear the same thing twice like his sponsorships. And on that show you're talking about, he tries to get back on a skateboard, and even like, Ali and whatever, he can't do shit.
Oh, it's just tragic.
Yeah, he can't do anything just because he has no coordination.
He shouldn't be on a skateboard at this point.
No, it's
not. the right body. So I think your center of gravity has changed over the years.
Yeah, you're not.
That's what happens when they don't die young.
Right.
Now we have to watch Bam.
Now we have to look at Bam. We had the Bam from Jackass, right. Young Bam. And is this?
It says 2018. I'm not sure.
Maybe he lost some weight.
He's looking better than that, but I don't know. We'll see how this ends.
Cocaine will do that.
So far, he's just balancing himself.
Why is he going so slow?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh. Well, look at that. He's getting better than... Yeah, because he was having real problems with it.
But this video looks old. Doesn't it?
Oh, no, he's not better.
I thought some way, like, he smashed his head on something while he was all messed up and was...
Did he?
And had, like, some kind of cranial injury.
Oh, that's...
If it was my guess, hey, it'd be Jackass 1 through 3.
Not bad.
Oh, it was like a thing they were doing.
But you know what I mean? Like, yeah, I'm sure he has, like, that football disease at some degree. Yeah. You know what I mean? Where it's
CTE.
Like...
CTE.
Yeah. Well, look at that.
How many times can you get pushed down a hill into traffic in a shopping cart and still be able to...
Not enough. According to America, not enough.
Yeah.
Well, that's very good. I don't know. He goes through those periods where he's totally fucked up, and then he seems to be all right, but it's that, you know, we've seen everybody go through those. So.
He's a chronic relapser. There's no doubt about it, you know.
And to go from what they were doing, you know, probably had nothing for money and that wild success of cutting the roofs off of Lamborghinis and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, where there was a control in that life.
It was, you know, right. I mean,
there was zero self-control before any of this started.
True.
Yeah, it was him and Billy Idol who cut the fucking roof off of a... Did you ever see that?
Yeah, yeah.
It's fucking great, man. Yeah, I forgot about
the roof
that.
Of a...
Yeah, of a Lambo.
$300,000 car. Let's make this a convertible today.
And then they're like, let's drive dangerously down the street. And MTV's like, sure.
Just compromise the structural integrity of that vehicle by 75%. Well, let's go fast.
And compromise the life of everyone on the road who's not part of your show.
This guy Brody said he bounced in a nightclub in Bam's hometown. Brody.
Hey, how's it going? This is it's Bodie, but
whatever.
Yeah, funny story about all those Jackass guys. I started bouncing in a nightclub when, you know, that was a really popular show, and my first 3 days in the job, you know, you're doing the standard bouncing crap where you're walking the floor making sure no one's doing drugs or having sex in the bathroom. And so, you know, you're just walking by the bathroom, pushing the door open.
Cuck
and
blocker.
I see some guy just blue jeans only, no shirt, pissing in the sink. And so I grab him, you know, I snatch him up behind the arms and I'm pushing him through the crowd. And, you know, when you're walking through a nightclub where it's all shoulder to shoulder, you have tunnel vision. And so you're just basically making sure that he doesn't have buddies that's going to bottle you over the head as you're throwing the guy out of the bar. Well, you know, it was my first or second day on the job, and I look at the other bouncers that are standing on the blocks above the dance floor, and they're looking at me with like a dead eye, doing the "what are you doing? No, no, no!" you know, across the neck. And so I kind of come out of it, and I kind of look at who I'm throwing out, and it's Steve O. And you know, those guys got carte blanche, so they can do it. And you know,
you didn't recognize the picture on his back.
Like, what are you doing? Why would you do that? And I was like, I didn't know it was him. And they're like, asshole, he's got a tattoo of himself on his back. Steve O.
I thought it was another guy that tattooed a giant picture of Steve O on his back. Wow.
No.
Did you lose your job?
No, they kept me on. I was pretty lucky. You know, I'm funny with a joke. But all those guys always came in, and half of my duties were making sure that all the boyfriends' girlfriends stayed in VIP, and that the boyfriends didn't get into VIP.
Are you? Is it like Roadhouse bouncing?
Well, you see, the rule is that everyone has to be nice.
Be nice
until you're told not to be nice.
When Steve-O's pissing in a sink with his shirt off, be nice.
Is there a bad guy in a Mustang Fox body swerving through traffic going, JCPenney's here because of me?
Has anyone ever run over cars with a monster truck in the parking lot?
Is
Sam Margera.
Is your sidekick really Sam Elliott?
Yeah. Did you ever have to fight a guy with a knife on the toe of his boot?
Can you somehow high kick extraordinarily well in tight black jeans?
Right. Did you ever have to run away from an exploding auto parts store across from the bar?
God damn it.
You ever see Roadhouse? I have.
That is the best movie.
How much time did you spend on your hair?
I fucking love that movie. It's
so good.
It's so bad.
The greatest.
It's so bad when he's having a fight at the end with that guy. He's like, "I fuck guys up the ass in prison."
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Whoa.
Why would
what?
You?
What?
Why are you saying that?
Whoa. Yeah.
The monster truck though is my favorite part.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Unnecessary.
So unnecessary.
Only Treehorn.
Gratuitous fucking because monster trucks were popular. Ladies and gentlemen, in this movie, Bigfoot. You have a big hand. Gravedigger's
Saturday,
coming out.
Saturday.
Next.
Saturday.
Yeah. Yeah.
One day only.
Right here at the Roadhouse.
I own this town, but we don't really explain why.
Right. I just have free hand to do whatever the fuck I want. I've murdered people. I blatantly assault people. Yes. And no one seems to care.
Yeah, this clearly crosses into FBI investigation.
Right. This is beyond the local law.
Leading up to that point, the movie was so accurate, too. Like, I was so disappointed. Like, oh, you're going to blow it with the monster truck.
That's
yeah.
it.
You're like, everything.
Yeah. Do you ever have to listen to a blind guy play guitar at your bar every fucking night?
Honestly, half of the interview was, have you seen Roadhouse and The Karate Kid?
Ah, well. Well, the Roadhouse more. Roadhouse yeah. more. So, did you ever have your best friend? Did you ever come in and find him dead on a bar with a knife sticking out of his chest? Yeah. Does that happen?
Not to me,
is
no.
Is the choice
no.
of weapon always a bottle broken perfectly in half?
Yeah. If that didn't happen, if none of this happened, I don't think you're a real bouncer. Because I've watched Roadhouse.
I did fight the liquor distributors in the loading bay behind the bar.
Have you ever fought with the liquor distributors? A protracted fight?
Has your place ever yeah. burnt to the ground?
Do you keep spare tires in your trunk for when they slash your tires and put a stop sign through your windshield? Four spare tires. Yeah, you need four yeah. spare tires. I don't know. Yeah. You don't
sleep
sound like a bouncer
barn.
To me.
Now you're making my career as bouncing sound a lot lackluster.
Did you ever get a job because people called you from 1,000 miles away to be a bouncer at a bar?
Yeah, here's
the best.
Yeah. Gotta bring in Bodie.
I love how they did that. Like he's like a, they need to go out of town for a bouncer.
Right.
Need to get the best guy. Just find some big dummy from yeah. fucking high school.
Well, not the guy who's mastered karate.
Not you. I didn't mean you. I'm like telling him, just find some idiot. Any big dopey moron could be a bouncer. Thanks for the call.
My buddy Ken just texted me, who was the guy who worked with Steve-O. His dad worked for PepsiCo.
Oh.
But he went to clown college, so that's where I got the circus thing.
Steve-O went to clown college.
Yes.
Yeah. So, Steve-O went to clown college.
Clown college,
I remember
yeah.
him talking about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In his episode of MTV Cribs.
Yeah.
Which was a one-bedroom apartment shithole. Yeah. He points out his diploma.
Yes.
Well, that's a great point. I think Bam was really the only one with money. All the other guys on that show were shit broke.
Right. Bam's family had money. Yeah.
They did?
Well, yeah. Steve-O must have. His dad must have.
He had a lot of
Bam had the skateboard money.
Yeah. Because he was a skater first.
Right.
And even after the show, they must have just not got good contracts. Because at the end of the night at 2 a.m., everyone in that crew is freaking out saying, where's Bam? We got to find Bam. Because they had to close their tab out, and everyone drank on Bam's credit card. And so they would have to run out into the city to find which bar Bam was at, grab the credit card, and run back before they got tuned up by all the bouncers.
Is there any way we can find out where Bam is tonight?
Jeez. Yeah, where's Bam? Did you ever have to fire a guy because he was fucking someone in the closet at the bar?
Well, it was a break.
What's the largest number?
It was a break, right.
What's the largest number of guys wielding pool cues have you fought at once?
That you've taken on. Yeah. You just drink coffee, right? Okay. All right.
Occasionally a guy touches a girl and wouldn't it be nice the days of bouncers, though, where somebody really got the shit kicked out of them and you weren't responsible?
Yeah, now, litigation, I guess. Yeah.
You know who my father is?
Yeah, that's or that.
Not, right.
Yeah. The most famous line, my father's the mayor right before you get your fucking head stomped into a curb.
Bodhi, thank you for the call, my friend.
Great show, always.
All right, there he goes. I don't know. What was his name?
Wasn't he Bodhi in Point Break?
Yes.
Yes.
Wow, look at
another
that.
Phenomenal fucking...
that is a good one.
Johnny Utah.
Oh, yeah.
Johnny Utah.
Gary Busey just eating French fries.
Gary Busey just being Gary Busey.
Anthony Kiedis is a fucking, just a badass. Like, yeah. Trying to fight him.
When he gets, what does he get, shot in the foot?
No, it's like when they're at, I think he does.
He gets shot in the foot and he's just like, he just screams. Give it away now.
They made a Point Break, like, play, and I never got to see it.
Really?
I really wanted to see it.
Like,
yeah.
Broadway?
Yeah. Oh, I don't think it made it to Broadway, but Point I think it was, but there was an actual Point Break, like, musical.
Did anyone watch the remake of that?
I did not.
I watched 3 seconds. And
is it all girls? Is that?
I shut it off.
Was it all black or something?
The whole point of Point Break was the fact that it was a little corny in an action movie. It shouldn't have been made serious for a fucking...
Right.
And that
they owned that back then, too. Like, they did a good job of that. There was a lot of movies like that, and they just owned that it was a little bit corny.
A little
corny. What made Grace.
Yeah, unrealistic and stuff like that.
And for some reason, Lori Petty was the it girl, and she looked like Eminem.
Lori Petty was, like, for 10 minutes, was, like, the it girl.
She
thought she was hot for some
reason. Yeah, and then she made Tank Girl, and everybody was like, no thanks.
She was in that stupid baseball movie.
Yeah, and she came back for, yeah, she was in, what is that, League of Her Own?
League of Her Own, yeah.
She's the cutest in all her movies in that one.
Yeah, yeah, she's very, like, more innocent.
Ironic.
Yeah.
Is that irony? I get confused with that.
And then she came back for Orange is the New Black, where now she looks like a man.
Just really bad.
More of a man.
Yeah. What's she play in that?
That's terrible.
Some prison dyke.
Some prison... That's like the whole cast.
Yeah, right? Basically. I don't
narrowed
know.
It down.
Prison Dyke 3.
Yeah.
Yeah, you look on IMDb.
Somebody who scissors with...
Say, a lot of prison dyke in this.
Somebody who eats Donna Pinciotti's pussy. forget her name, too. You'll always be Donna Pinciotti to me.
Speaking of Point Break, I guess... the long-awaited, or not too long, but I like these movies. John Wick, Chapter 3. Is the trailer out for this? Nice. Let's see this. I do enjoy the John Wick film.
Dude, 1 and 2 are equally
awesome. That was another one that Bob Kelly told us about. Because, dude, you seen John Wick? Like, no, what is it? Dude, you got to see it. It's something, they call it like gun-fu.
Right.
Here we go. All right. Orpheus.
Jonathan, what have you done?
To dream the impossible dream.
Another dog.
Oh, yeah.
There's no escape for you. The high table wants your life.
To right the unrightable wrong.
I bet they don't kill him.
Tell me what you want.
Passage.
I can't help you.
These look so good.
Angelica Houston.
The cinematography on these are fucking amazing. This just looks good.
Do you expect him to make it out? A $40 million bounty on his head. Everyone in the city wants a piece of it. I say the odds are about even. Dark, 5 seconds.
John Wick, excommunicado, in effect, in 3, 2, 1.
And away we go.
It just throws the gun in his head.
So good.
Oh, biker. It's like with swords?
Oh, come on. Doesn't love that. He's on a horse.
Dude.
With a taser.
Now he's in the desert.
Now he's in the desert. He's beating up camels.
We're not going in like the old days. Just a conversation.
Nothing's ever just a conversation with you, John.
That's so badass.
Oh, the song choice is perfect.
It's perfect.
I know it's going to be incredible. Is it called Parabellum?
Yeah.
I'm gonna rush out just like two in the first one.
I tell ya.
Boy, did he find himself a fucking franchise.
Dude, John Wick 4 is just going to be him at the Humane Society, and I'm like, we're not giving any more fucking dogs.
Enough. You're a horrible pet owner.
It's not just the fact that the dogs are dying. You've killed thousands of people. This whole thing stems from you getting a dog.
I don't think you're a good doggy daddy.
We'll put up with the people, but you got to hold on to the dogs.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I don't care about people. Like, that's, but he puts the work in, too. There are so many videos of him practicing at ranges. And,
we were talking about that with Rogan, yeah.
Martial arts and all that stuff. So, you know, it's not like they just pop him in to some CGI scene and that's it. The guy has worked. The Matrix, all that shit was fucking awesome at the time.
Maybe that's part of why it looks so good, like you said. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It does look, because he gets it.
It looks good. The cinematography, though, looks great. The colors use in that is almost like comic bookish, but not over the top. Like, it's just vivid.
Well, if it
looks amazing.
It's that very, very like Japanese. Like, I don't know if you've ever seen the movie Old Boy and stuff. Like, it's a very cool. Old Boy is fucking incredible.
Yeah.
One scene that's like 4,000 minutes long. Shot.
Yeah, don't watch The Old Boy by Spike Lee, who redid it. That was not a good
piece of shite
version. But the original Old Boy is fucking incredible.
It is incredible.
This stupid, lingering thing. I know. I had to sneeze. I'm, like, trying to get under the light. One moment, people. It went away. Isn't that tragic?
You all right?
Yeah, I think I'm okay.
A little sneezy poo?
Yeah, I could use some water though. If someone's got
I should have brought you. I thought I brought you one.
No, I did. I had a bottle.
Oh, you drank it. Oh, you threw it over there.
Yeah,
I saw it.
I did.
Every time you do Bobby's voice, I think about. I opened for him at the Rhode Island Comedy Connection. And he yelled at me.
Yeah.
Because he told me it was early on for me. So how do you want me to bring you up? He said, torgasm and this and this and this. So I said all the things that he said. And afterwards, he's like, one fucking thing. You say one fucking thing.
Well, then
I'm like,
you say one fucking thing.
You said four things. I said all the four things you said.
Yeah.
He just screamed at me. It was hilarious.
Oh, that's Bobby.
It was hilarious.
When I met Bobby, I asked if he wanted to have a drink at 2 in the afternoon. And he was like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Later on, we became friends when he...
Oh, that was like, you're like...
It took 2 days for him to have an intervention with me. But he did help me a lot, yeah.
Yeah, Bobby's fucking... grab a drink. Bobby's awesome. Well, that John Wick looks really fucking good. I definitely want.
I cannot fucking wait.
Want to see that?
Very accurate too. Looks very realistic.
That's why I love Kill Bill. Like once you see the motorcycles with swords, like I love the animated, like the over animated blood in Kill Bill, where it's just chopping a dude's head
way over
off,
the fucking top.
Rays forever.
Again, super accurate as well. Mm-hmm. Like that one person can take on 88. There's no question.
Yeah, yeah, it's crazy. 88. Yeah. Yeah, that was pretty good. I've said it a few times, but Quentin Tarantino movies, like after Pulp Fiction, I was kind of like, it's not Pulp Fiction.
Right.
Because like, that was just fucking amazing. So I didn't appreciate the movies when they first came out. But then you're just kind of like, Jackie Brown is fucking awesome.
Jackie Brown
is
such a good movie.
Yeah, that's a good movie. But I was like, oh, it's not Pulp Fiction. Kill Bill was so over the top, weird, different
animation,
two
parts,
with the Asian thing going on. But again, awesome, and I've watched it since many
countless
times, and it's fucking
and Inglourious Bastards.
Yeah,
fucking love. Like it sucks that, and even though I do love Eli Roth, but it was originally supposed to be Adam Sandler playing the.
Are you
Bear
kidding?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Oh,
there was
the bear your head open.
Oh, shibbity dee.
Look, that's a little Jew.
Teddy ball game.
A little Jew come out. He's going to kill the Nazi with a baseball bat.
Gosh, a swastika. William Shatner, also a Jew.
A Jew.
Oh, Jesus.
Shibbity lands down street.
It's not quite big enough, like...
Well, Eli Roth's pretty small, though.
Yeah, but he comes off as like they play it out.
Yeah,
he comes out of that tunnel thing, and he looks pretty badass. But I can't picture Adam Sandler coming out.
No, well, it's kind of because
it was written for Sandler.
Well, because in that movie, Michael Myers is also a Nazi.
Yeah. Well, he's a British guy.
Or a British guy. That's right. Yeah, I forget.
Oh yeah,
He's doing fucking
Austin Powers.
Austin Powers.
Is that his thing now? Like he just plays because he was in the Queen movie too, playing something like you never would have recognized.
Yeah, English guy. He just plays English guys now with a fake accent. Yeah.
With a lot of rubber.
Rubber on his face.
That
was
the sad part of that though, is that was clearly just because of Wayne's World and an unnecessary part of that movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he even says something like, "Who's gonna bang their head to this?" And I was like, right. Oh.
Yeah, that is unfortunate, now that you say that.
Yeah, the movie was good, but that
I did enjoy the movie, too.
Well, he just wasn't a real thing. He was just shoved in for a reference to a fucking Wayne's World.
Yeah. I don't know.
Sell tickets.
Yeah, sell tickets.
That's what it is.
Not really. I mean, what was that piece of shit he made? The Love Guru. He made that, and he hasn't made a movie since.
Terrible. That killed him right there.
Yeah.
He had a pretty good run going. And then the gold member thing kind of was the end of that whole Austin Powers joke.
Right.
We get it. And then the Love Guru trying to make a new wacky character. It's like, didn't work.
Do at all.
Listen, we'll do three of these.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we'll do three Love Gurus. No. You won't.
Well, Justin Timberlake was just like, I still got music, so good luck to you, Mike.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm still huge.
I'm good.
Fine.
I'm good.
I could go fucking do Madison Square Garden 5 nights and sell it out, Austin.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Good luck playing bit roles for the next 15 years.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, in that English accent. Wasn't he in he was in that. I thought he was in another war movie as an English guy, too.
I'm almost positive he was, and then he was in the very weird Studio 54 movie.
Yeah, right. He plays a weird, creepy...
He's playing characters like that you wouldn't even recognize him,
Yeah, he never gets to... Really just
That's what we said in Glorious Bastards, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, there was another war movie he was in, though. I'm almost another positive. One where...
You have IMDb up? Is that what you're doing?
Do you see another war movie?
Was he in Dunkirk or something?
Was he in Dunkirk?
I don't
How
know.
Funny would that be?
You know, as just a...
He's dressed as
guy.
He's dressed as Austin Powers.
Yeah. Yeah, baby, on the beach.
Yes, it's going to be a good day if we got water.
Let's light a fire and have a cookout. No, they're bombing us, Austin.
I do still at least once a week, though, think about part two where he drinks the shit and he's like, it's a bit naughty.
Yeah, that was... It's
still funny to me.
Yeah, there was some funny
hilarious
scenes
hilarious
in that movie. Especially the first one, the first time you saw it, those sight gags.
Yeah.
And they were all new.
Yeah.
Was just fucking hilarious.
Pay attention.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, John Wick, that's fucking awesome.
Yep.
Trump, again, just is fucking hilarious. He wrote a letter to Nancy Pelosi about her upcoming trip. She was supposed to go on a trip.
Like a real letter or like on Twitter?
No, it was a real presidential letter, but they took a picture of the letter
and put it on
Twitter. Put it on the internet. Like this is Trump, like to a T, busting balls and being hilarious. Do you have the letter? Can you pop that up? Because it's so Trump.
A terrific tone.
And you fuck with him, and this is what happens. Like, they don't know how to battle this.
Oh, well, he's an eighth grader. That's what they need to do. They need to get some eighth grade kid.
Yeah.
Strategize against him.
So here it is. Dear Madam Speaker, due to the shutdown, I'm sorry to inform you that your trip to Brussels, Egypt, and Afghanistan has been postponed. We will reschedule this 7-day excursion when the shutdown is over. In light of the 800,000 great American workers not receiving pay, I'm sure you would agree that postponing this public relations event is totally appropriate. I also feel that during this period, it would be better if you were in Washington negotiating with me and joining the strong border security movement to end the shutdown. Obviously, if you would like to make your journey by flying commercial, that would certainly be your prerogative. I look forward to seeing you soon, and even more forward to watching our open and dangerous southern border finally receive the attention, funding, and security it so desperately deserves. Sincerely, Spiky Signature Guy.
There is not a T in there.
No.
We
should get the guy from Pawn Stars on to see if that's an authentic signature.
Yeah, an authentic, well, it looks like a Trump.
Get out my eye.
I love that he ruined
her trip. She's planning to go there to do what they do, make deals to make themselves money. That's what they do.
So Pelosi has this all planned. Do you know the planning that goes into a multi-nation trip for the Speaker of the House?
Just logistically.
Yeah.
Get from place to place.
Crazy. Yeah. And then he's just like,
fly commercial.
Yeah, sorry. We're canning it. Yeah. But hop on a fucking Delta flight. Yeah.
To the country that hates us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's classic Donald Trump. He just pulled the rug out from under her on this trip. And I couldn't be happier. I love when he does shit like this. And it's not because I'm just this huge Trump fan or anything. This is how people react to other people. We finally have a president that's doing like what we wanted a president to do. Go ahead, fuck with her a bit. Right, real people shit.
Entertain the shit out of me.
Entertain the fucking shit.
It's outstanding entertainment.
Yeah.
I don't make it up. Yeah, like when I viewed the president when I was a kid in America, and now it's just like this is a reality show, and I'm just happy to watch it go.
Yeah.
Let me see what's going on here. Mike from Boston has some info on that, Mike.
Yeah, so apparently Nancy Pelosi, Adam Schiff, and some other shithead Democrats were all on the bus on the way to the airport when that shit got put out. So they got to the airport and had to get back on the bus and had their shit canceled at the last minute.
Wait, was that a last minute thing? Trump denies military aircraft for Pelosi war zone trip. Yeah. Was that ready to go down like immediately, that trip?
They were supposed to get on the plane at like 3:30, and he put that shit out at like 2:30, 3 o'clock.
I thought it was even months in advance that he's just telling her.
Oh, that's
no!
Crazy.
Oh my God! She's ready to go,
dude. I heard it was last minute, but I didn't know they were on the fucking bus.
Oh, is that this? Yeah. That makes it 1,000 times.
She's
better.
Like, wait till they get to the airport. All right, and tell them.
All right, release the letter.
And make sure they're all packed.
Right.
They,
make sure they're packed.
They took Pelosi's head and put it on that Japanese lady screaming at the JetBlue clerk at the airport
yeah,
the other day.
Yeah, yeah.
So
oh, is
they
that...
just got back from Puerto Rico, the shit dicks.
Fucking awesome. Oh, what's Greg saying about it?
Someplace fun, have some music.
Start a trend. I mean, you could take the State of the Union out on the road.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Every president could do that.
Yeah, he's disrupted so many areas of the world everywhere. I mean, think about the correspondence dinner, what he did to that. They returned to actually having a journalist there. So maybe you could return this to the written, written legend, and he could go have a party and we could enjoy it.
Maybe he could invite Joe Wilson.
Well, whatever
Joe
it is
Wilson
with their back
said
and forth,
to Obama,
you
lie.
Juan Williams.
Whatever it is back and forth, I'm concerned about the people who are not getting paid right now.
I thought
you
have that was GoFundMe Joe Jackson.
You have people who are needing this. We need to get this government shut down over with.
It's J-Lo.
All right, well,
he's in hell.
Wild cruise ship stunt, right, and what the heck is that thing in the water in Maine?
That is fantastic. Oh, my God. They should do that. Like the State of the Union, they're talking about not having that. And Trump should just take it on the road. He really should do it. I was thinking like from the Lincoln Memorial would be hilarious. In his lap, in Lincoln's lap. I have done more for black people than this gentleman right here. He's a fraud. Yeah. I am the friend of the black people.
This is the Section 8 housing. I wouldn't rent to him.
Yeah.
What's amazing, though, is what he's doing here is kind of a good point. It's like fly commercial because you're so about how they're a religion of peace. Prove it.
Right.
Get in your fucking plane and fly over there and see how you fend without fucking military.
Without
support.
Military fucking, security and the military planes. And because armed aircraft follow her fucking plane as they're landing.
Oh, she wouldn't. Right?
I want to see the picture of her on the tarmac with the little luggage behind her.
Yeah.
Going,
you can imagine deliberately going there in a plane that wasn't hijacked? It doesn't even make sense.
Yeah, there's no reason. She just wanted a fucking photo op of her with the military. These are people that aren't getting paid because of the shutdown.
Yeah.
Does she chews her own tongue off? Fucking freak. We got... Let's go to a great name, Anthony, in New Orleans. What do you have for the program today?
Hey, man, what's up, man? How you doing? I just want to bring up that documentary you brought up, that Peter Jackson a couple months ago.
Oh, yeah, the World War I documentary Peter Jackson is putting out. He took some film... a lot of film from World War I, which when you watch it, it's unbelievably grainy. The speed is off. It's obviously black and white. And you have no real ability to have empathy or a connection with the people you're watching in there. Well, Peter Jackson, he took these films and made them beautiful, cleaned them up, and then colorized them, not in this weird TBS.
Anthony, you can't.
Oh, he colorized them. He colorized it. It looks amazing. It looks like now you look at these guys and go, oh, fuck, they were real people. Holy shit. That was like real fucking people in World War One. What did they do now?
Well, no, it's just I made it a point when I was in London last month. I made a point to go see it. I don't know if you've seen it or not, but amazing. I think the sound really did. They did such a good job on the sound.
Yeah, you hear like the tanks squeaking, and you really get the impression how horrifying that must have been when you're in a trench and one of those fucking massive tanks go over top of you.
Imagine that, 100 years ago.
I went saw a movie last night, and they played the full trailer on, like, the big screen.
Oh, really?
Dude, it looks fucking amazing.
Like, yeah, this is, look, we're watching some of it here. Like, isn't that an amazing job of colorizing it? It looks like it was just filmed, like you made a movie.
It was crazy seeing it in the theater, though. That's why I wanted to bring up when I got back to the States. I looked up to see if they were playing it over here, and it looks like next Monday they're doing a one-day event nationwide or something, and they got it in 3D.
Yeah, I'm going to see that. There's a theater in Westbury showing it. I looked last night to see where it's playing, and there's one in Westbury. Yeah, I don't know if I want to see that. Look at the teeth on those motherfuckers. God, yeah. Wow.
100 years ago.
Wow, 100 years ago.
A lot of dentists.
Not great. That guy's like was voted Mr. Amazing Teeth of fucking World War One. Everyone else is all fucked up. Well, they were doing the Bird Box challenge back then. They all had masks on. I think we're over here.
He actually, you hear his voice in the trailer where he's just like, yeah, he's like, go dig a trench over here.
Over here.
I like that one guy staring back with the cigar.
Well, one day we'll get helmets that protect our ears. Yes. Not this war, gentlemen, and perhaps not next either.
Mind you, we're living in a time where if you even cut yourself, you'll die of infection.
Don't get shot. Here we are, wearing cooking pots on our heads. Carry him out on a door. Whoa.
We're all eating slop. Beer. Oh,
that was a flash forward. He was wearing that Back to the Future vest.
Wow. Oh,
that's sad.
Look at that guy. Whoa, Jesus.
How did they have tanks 100 years ago? That blows.
Dude, 100 fucking years ago.
100 years ago. It's crazy.
That is amazing. They shall not grow old. That's the.
It's true. They went from like cannon amazing. To tank
very quickly.
Thanks, man.
Very quickly.
Yeah, yeah. It was. The hardware outpaced the strategy of warfare. So the stuff that they used to do that worked before they had planes and tanks were just making a meat grinder out of this because they would have trench wars and get up and but then you know poison gas and. All that, it really horrified people.
Let me pack my musket.
It fucking horrified people so much that it took 20 long years before another world war. So,
yes.
Yeah. People were just like, what? Oh, yeah, that was a while ago.
Paltry generation.
We're ready for another. We got some real good shit now.
Wait till you see
the big ending that America brings in.
Yeah, especially when you...
You guys don't even know about that.
Yeah, you don't even know what... The U.S. is going to introduce this awesome thing.
Well, and you hear them when they talk about it in the thing where they're like, I was 16 and my parents signed the papers so I could join the military. Like, they're fucking kids.
Yeah.
You
know?
They were men. They weren't kids. They were men.
It was a...
They were real men.
Countries, and that's...
Not this.
We live with the consequence of World War II. A lot of people think we just live with the consequence of World War II, but World War I was a time when all these nations were very patriotic. They had a sense of nationalism and independence, and that's why the European Union, they believe, is so important, because if they all belong to one thing, they're not going to fight each other.
Right.
But back then, like, if an insult from a country... to a dignitary, maybe more than an insult, maybe an assassination, would start an entire world war. And it was a noble thing to go to war for your country. Like people didn't understand what the horror of World War I would be. They were thinking back to, like, Napoleonic wars and things that were glorious and stuff like that, even though they were pretty fucking brutal.
Oh,
but
yeah,
there was a glory in it and a pride and a national mission that you would be obligated to fulfill. And then when World War I came about, they're like, yeah, we're going to do this for our country. And they got in there and went, wow, okay, this is fucked up.
Yeah.
We really can't be doing this. and then World War II, obviously, Germany didn't get the memo.
No. Germany was so broken. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
because
dude,
of World War I.
Yeah, nobody had enemy. It was like a giant depression.
Yeah.
Like, that's why he was able to rise to power. I don't think people realize that.
Yeah.
Like, people couldn't eat. They had
Germany was crushed in and after World War I. They were just kind of put aside, like, all right, you bastard fucking child of Europe. And within that 20 years, it opened up a lot of opportunity for somebody to step in, like old Dolph.
It's like the old
crazy that there was like they were like
states too.
Yeah,
the size of states.
That's what. They
like
were
New York fighting New Jersey right now. Like, no, fuck you guys, we're coming over the river. It's crazy.
Yeah, yeah. That's what, and then the whole country gets involved.
Yeah,
you know. So that's exactly what happened. Much like just
patriotism
states,
and all that. Like,
and that real patriotism. And that's what people kind of get on now about we can't have such nationalism and national pride in this country, in America. But it's different. There's extremes to it. Yeah. You could be proud to be an American. You could be proud of your heritage and stuff without thinking you're going to take over the fucking world or that you have to go to war because someone burnt a flag. Or something.
Who wants to do that? Oh. Have you seen some of this world?
Yeah.
Want that job? Who wants that?
You don't want that.
But that's why people call Trump Hitler or anything, because they think that you're blindly following orders. And it's like, realistically, in a democracy, that's not real.
No.
That you're allowed to have your opinion and go against it and vote.
There are people, that he's a dictator and he's a Hitler. There are a lot of just the fact that that wall isn't being built right now, because there are other things in place that have to be rules that have to be adhered to in government, proves that he's it's not a dictator. That's fucking crazy. The left tends to be a little emotional.
Dude,
I have noticed.
Tends
to be a little emotional.
That's funny.
You know who else is emotional? Gino Bisconti about his football betting.
That's why
I go to betdsi.com. I'll be seeing Gino tonight. I want his picks.
Oh, there's your lady.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
funny. Came in for the show tonight and to get my phone.
Hopefully she has your phone. That's hilarious. You mentioned that before. Was there a sense of panic without it?
Yeah.
A quick moment, and then you were like, I'm going to make it.
It was when I first got on the train. I'm just kind of like, this fucking sucks. I got nothing to do. Like, I don't want to listen to people. I don't want to look at people. I certainly don't want to be left to my own fucking thoughts.
When you get that, it's funny, because the initial thing is like, you know what? I'm going to people watch. This is going to be great.
Yeah, yeah.
18 seconds in, you're like, fuck these people.
People watch. Let me tell you how I people watch. I went into Rose's Pizza in Penn Station to get a slice before the show. I sit down and I'm people watching because I don't have my phone. I see an Asian homeless guy who had to be like 100,000 years old. And he's eating pizza, and snot's coming out of his nose. Oh. Snot was running down his nose. Bam, dam, dam. And I'm looking, and now I'm like, I can't eat.
Right.
I can't even look at him. He's with the teeth, World War I teeth.
Dude, I was at the Orleans Casino, and I'll never forget it. Me and Derek Richards were watching this guy. This is like a few months ago. Oh. He's eating a chili dog while playing the slot. So he's playing the slot and also licking his fingers.
Oh, good.
While eating
good for you.
We both realized we had been staring at him the whole time, just like, you're garbage.
You're a garbage
person.
Not only is he fucking up the machine, but he don't know who was there before him.
That's what I mean. Would you lick a casino for money? I wouldn't touch one of those. Well, I'll lick it.
All right, what's the jackpot?
All right, let's say $10,000. Are you going to drag it across that whole thing?
Because for a blackjack, I'll hold the fucking chips in my mouth.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of things.
I don't give a fuck.
If there was a game called Suck This Dick for $30,000,
$30,000.
There is. It's just outside the boardwalk in Atlantic City. There is a game. It pays about $10.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah.
What's going on?
Yeah, yeah.
It's called Get the Money Up Front.
Oh, my God. You know who's going to give you money? BetDSI. For my second segue of the spot. The NFL divisional games, of course, they're done. That means it's only four teams remaining. The stage is set for the Super Bowl. Who's going to win? And more importantly, who should you pick? Don't listen to Gino. Listen to BetDSI. They're experts. They can help you out there. Last week was a great opportunity to make some big bucks if you picked correctly. You did not pick correctly. Gino Visconti tried to burn it down. I had to correct him. Shining? No? Let me ask you this. How would you like to double your money, guaranteed? Well, when you register with the promo code KumiaBall, there it is. Look at all the money. You could double your money on BetDSI. To get you going for the championship weekend, BetDSI is offering to double that money of yours on your first deposit. That's right. Deposit and start winning and get up to $2,500 for free. That's double your money right there from the get-go. Use your promo code. Look at all that doubled money falling on my head. When it comes to football, BetDSI's got odds on everything you could want or imagine. Football, you got the NFL, NCAA. My throat is so scratchy. I'm sure they're going to love this read. Could you hack more during our commercial that we pay for? La, 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 la. Whether it's NFL, NCAA football, MLB, NBA, UFC, esports, all other global sports, even politics. Like, did they have a line on if Nancy Pelosi was going to be wheels up anytime today in her fucking flight?
Can we bet this?
Because that would have been a good bet. If it's happening, BetDSI is going to put a line on it. They've been online for 20 years and built an impeccable reputation for great service, fast payment, combined with an excellent mobile interface so you can play, win, and get paid anytime, anywhere. You know you're ready to win, don't you? Join BetDSI.com today. Use that promo code, KumiaBall, and you double your money right from the get-go. That's a win-win right there. Gino doesn't double your money. You barely might even ever get it back. I don't know. I won with Gino last week. I don't know if I'll ever see
it. I honestly don't even really believe he bets.
I think when I text, when I'm texting with him and I'm going, Gino, I want the Saints in the second half. Okay, I'll bet it. Yeah, cool. And he's like, he doesn't bet it. And yeah. Then it comes out.
If you lose.
Usually I lose and he just keeps my money.
But if you win, you're just like Make
another bet. I'm not going to. No, tonight I'm going to ask for the 100.
Okay.
I'll see if he's got it. I don't got it. How about I put your fucking head through that hole?
I thought you were staying. I thought you.
Right, no, I'm not fucking. How about I put your fucking head through that hole in the wall?
Right when you come out of your coma, I'm going to be coming out of jail.
And Gino, I'm going to do it again. Because I'm a crazy fuck. BetDSI. We love BetDSI. we're just about done here.
We are.
Yeah. Kevin Hart, who apparently has figured out how to hypnotize Hollywood executives and producers, is to star and produce a Monopoly movie for Lionsgate. Lionsgate, who we just saw the trailer for John Wick. Is also going to dabble in a Kevin Hart Monopoly movie.
Like the Monopoly Man?
Isn't there a movie called Atlantic City?
Yeah, yeah. There's a show called Boardwalk Empire. Yeah. There's a bunch of things like that. But how do you make a movie out of a board game? What kind of action?
Well, he did Jumanji. He did the...
He's going to be like, I want to buy a boardwalk!
He did Welcome to the Jungle.
I'm not... Yeah, he did Jumanji. Yeah, he had The Rock come over his back and run around.
Yeah.
It was cute to have him on Rock's shoulder.
So it was a movie that had already been done with a song that had already been done.
And that was the song for the movie. And I watched it with my kid because he's a kid, and he just hated it, too.
God.
What's the gist of the Monopoly
movie? Come on, guys. The gist is a boy from the Baltic Avenue embarking on a quest to make a fortune. You think he moves to the boardwalk at the
end? I bet at the end of the movie, I bet he makes it to boardwalk.
He owns Park Place.
They're going to have...
So he's either selling
like
fake jewelry
pass
or...
Pass and go, and income tax, and go to jail.
You know there's going to be don't collect $200 joke.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, you owe me $200. No, why? And he'll just pass a Go Deli or something. Like, it's going to be so bad.
I hope it's as bad as we're describing
it. $916 million worldwide.
Right, right, right. And it'll make a fortune.
How much?
Because for some reason, he just, I don't get it.
How much do we suck as a society when this shit works? Where it's like, all right, guys, I got it. Connect Four, the movie.
The movie.
How about Ants in Your Pants or Connect Don't Break Four. The Ice?
They did make a battleship movie.
They did make a battleship.
They did make a battleship movie, and it tanked.
Yeah, loved it.
It tanked. How about we do a movie called Trouble? And so a family lives in a pop-o-matic. Pop-o-matic pops the dice. Pop a six and you move twice. Raise your men around the track and try to send the others back. Trouble.
This movie is called Candyland. Oh, yeah.
That was if you didn't trust. That was so funny because it's like, I don't trust you to roll the dice, motherfucker.
Right.
Put it under plastic, hit the fucking thing, and no one ever touches the dice.
No trick dice in that
bubble.
Right,
right. fucking us with that trick again, pal.
Oh, my God.
Trouble.
Monopoly and Risk were the two games you would play with your family that would just end in arguments and shit being
tipped
over.
Monopoly was great.
Good.
There is a great scene in The Sopranos where Tony and Carmela are playing with Janice and Bobby Bacala up at their lake house. And they just start getting on each other's nerves. It ends with a great fight between Bobby and Tony. And one of the greatest parts is Tony gets knocked down on the ground. They break him up. Carmela goes over to kind of help Tony. And Tony gets up. And he's got a hotel or a house or something stuck to his face.
Yes.
Oh, because he started talking about how Janice would blow guys under the boardwalk. Look at this. Two fucking walruses going at it.
Beating the shit out of each other.
That would be an insane fight just on momentum alone.
And you hit the boss?
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Right. Is that really what their lake house looks like? Come on.
It's their lake house.
Tony! Yeah, it's a little...
Scoop an eye out.
It's a little bit too campfire-y.
Now, Carmela grabs Tony's back. Oh!
Oh!
Oh! That's fucking... Yeah, you look, he's got the house stuck to his face.
Stop! Mommy!
I better get out of here.
I don't know what happened.
What do we pay you for?
I got upset.
He should have looked at my bed like, do not
collect. He was talking about my wife. I was upset.
Right? Oh, Jesus.
Why did you grab me?
Yeah, why did she grab him?
Yeah, it didn't help.
Yeah, he kind of flicked the fucking house off his cheek. Perfect. That's like one of those where you watch nature fights, two bears going at it or something. That's some. That was some good shit. But yeah, that happens when you play Monopoly.
Yes.
People just lose their fucking minds.
Ice Cube's doing a Hungry Hungry Hippos movie as
well. Oh, is he? A Hungry...
Are you serious?
Yeah, the rest of the fat boys
I wouldn't be surprised.
Hungry Hungry Hippos!
And then the Beach Boys come out.
Cause when you need to eat a marble instead, you try to eat it with the hippo head. You're playing hippo...
Dude,
it wouldn't be as embarrassing as that fucking...
Old rap, too, is just so bad.
I always liked, I'm so-and-so, and I'm here to say.
Yeah.
That was always a good line.
And it was always a cheesy thing, like, I love your city in a major way.
Oh, yeah. Like,
could you imagine if, like, gangster rap was, like, those octaves?
Oh, yeah, yeah. <It's>
like... But that's the opening line MC Rove used.
MC Rove did use a, I'm MC Rove. Remember when Carl Rove was there? This, pop that up. It's one of the most embarrassing things ever. And we just watched that Fat Boys, Beach Boys thing.
Yeah.
Worse than that.
Carl Rove was at a party. there was some hip hop being played. And this black guy who was just completely white black guy is up there. Doing the rap, and Carl Rove is thinking he's doing some kind of dance. I don't know what he's doing. It looks like a Klan meeting. And his line was supposed to say, I'm MC Rove every time. Watch how bad this is.
Oh, no.
Was this at the...
maybe the journalist saying that.
MC Rose tears a heads off of critters. That's true. It's cruel to see, but he's gonna be about animal cruelty. He's a man. He's a treasure trove. But tell me, what is your name?
I'm MC Rose.
That's right. Oh, he can't be beat because he's so white from his head to his feet. But he will rap it when you give him a chance.
What's
Look
he doing?
Doing a rap and dance. That's true. He's a dancing president.
What is he doing?
He's talking to the president. He's going way above. Tell me, what is your name?
MC Rose.
That's true. He crossing his arms. He's rapping and a chilling and a showing his charm. He will do it.
What is he doing?
He's like, cause he's shooting quail.
What is that?
Man, we'll never stop.
Notice the there's one guy on the stage with rhythm.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Oh my God. These guys drop N bombs every day.
Is that Colin Mockery?
Yes, the Whose Lines It Anyway guys.
Oh
shit.
Oh yeah, that's Chip whatever, isn't it? Yeah.
What's he checking his phone? Is someone telling him to kill himself?
Yeah.
Please stop. Somebody was just texting him. I thought it was the black guy that rapped it. It wasn't even the black guy, the white guy's.
You were such a helpful treasure trove. Tell me, what is your name? MC Rose. Can see him later.
Who's that guy behind him, too?
Me,
he's
Lurch.
Wow. I'm MC Rove.
Yeesh.
Ooh, wow, that was really bad.
Watch the Fat Boys to cleanse our palates.
Yeah, right? The Fat Boys, Beach Boys.
That was actually worse.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
There's nothing worse than old white men like that being like, I'm going to do this hip-hop thing.
I don't know why that was a thing for a while. Where in movies, they'd have like old white people go, oh, I'm here to say, like the old lady, the one that's in every movie. And she's going, oh, really? She's throwing that lockdown on her fucking door the second a tan guy walks by.
Oh, yeah.
Please.
I'm doing hip-hop like the Negroes.
Yeah. I like their music that's talky.
Yeah.
I don't at all call the police if I even hear it drive by my home.
Yeah, exactly. Kyle Crawford, thank you so much, sir.
Thank you for having me. Pleasure.
For coming in here.
Thank you.
At Kyle C Comedy. Yes. Kyle C Comedy on Twitter, KyleCrawfordComedy.com for your Kyle Crawford needs. Mm-hmm. And January 19th, you'll be at the Strand Center in Plattsburgh, New York. And January 26th, Chunky's Theater in Pelham, New Hampshire.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you very much. Great time.
This man. And of course, Mr. Landau has some information on where you may be able to serve him with a subpoena.
Hi. January 21st, this Monday, you can see me on Legion of Skanks. The 24th, I will be doing Stand Up for Recovery at Steel Stacks in Bethlehem, PA. Proceeds to be donated to the Stepping Stones Recovery Foundation, a school that helps addicted kids and their family. Please come out if you live in the area. It's for a great cause. And the 29th, you can see me on You Know What, Dude, at 9 p.m.
Dude.
So please come out. Or please listen or watch on YouTube. Whatever the fuck.
If it's like all of Bobby's shows, you'll be competing with 20 other people to talk.
Yes.
Bobby loves
cocaine party.
Loading that studio up.
My turn. It's my turn.
It's a lot of fun. It's a great show.
Oh, I love doing it.
Yeah. A great time. Well, people, we've polished off another week. Glad you could hang out with us here at Compound Media.
Oh, no, I'm such a child. I'm sorry.
I love it.
We just rubbed off another week.
We just yanked out another week of programming here at Compound Media. We couldn't be happier you were there to accept the load of our show on your face.
In your ears.
We'll be back next week. I apologize that our weekend starts right now. I know you have a Friday that is involved with your whole work week. But we've already put in 8 long hours this week, and I think we deserve some time off. I'll be joining Gino Bisconti and the rest of In Hot Water this evening at Stand Up New York. So if you're in town, drop by and say hi, won't you? Until then, have yourselves a great rest of your weekend, and we'll see you back here on Monday. Arrivederci.